Blog Talk Radio.
Serving up the beats and making it hot. It's DJ IQ.
Because we're about to get this madness started. Okay? Without further ado, let me go get my co-host, the legendary overall East Coast mother, Nicole Khan.
For that song. Every time I hear that song, I'll be like, I'm going to fuck Jasmine up. I'm going to fuck her
up. Oh, my God.
I can't help it. Well, I'm not Nicole Khan today. My name is Secretary of Defense Hillary Clinton. I am going to be devil's advocate. You know, devil's advocate is so much going on. I'm entitled to have an opinion, and we can debate. I would hope that we can debate friendly and not get red, and, you know, we would be able to express our opinion and about what things are going on. This is so much going on that I just want to know. I need clarification. So I today have checked all the icons, and, you know, I need their presence because I need clarification. When you don't understand something, you have to ask. So I need to be asking some questions.
Well,
I'll start later with questions.
Without further ado, we're going to bring on the icon of all icons, the overall father, the founder, Tony Revlon.
Oh, the CEO. Okay, come on. That's old grandma, yeah.
Tony, you're live on the air.
Hey, Kelly. Hey, Nicole.
Hi, grandpa. You're here early. Perfect.
Yeah.
Because it's juice.
Okay. Right, I'm ready.
I'm gonna hold out a little bit because when it's juice and I say it's juice and, like, you know, you've raised me since I was young, but I think there's some things that be going on with your alliances and your whole alliance crew. So I wanted to ask you a couple of questions about how is it actually done in your room, in your board, like in your room, and how are your decisions actually made up? But you gotta have half a vote, or is it all everybody has to vote, or that person don't vote, so we forget about her and we just take what we have and vote? How does that vote, the thing are voted for the person who is supposed to be deep legendary or whatever it is that y'all granting them? How does that voting system go?
Okay, it goes like this. I'm gonna start from the Brooklyn date. I sent a status out to everyone and told everyone, every mother and father or leader of their house, if they feel anybody should be legendary inside their house, they need to inbox me. Okay, I got inboxes and I got texts with the individuals. Then once I got all them individuals, I start calling icons. Some icons I did not get to. If I try once, I try twice, I try three times. If I did not get to them three times, I just leave it alone because I left messages. Now, such as one of the icons, that regardless of how our relationship was, I text him every name over there, which was Andre, Mizrahi. He texted all his yes and no's back. And once I got all the yeses and no's, I went down a list, and once I asked James, Selvin, James Khan, James Icon, Selvin, I tried to get in contact with Jay. I spoke to Stuart, which is hiding, that been in the scene much longer than me. Then once I did that, I went down to see how many say yes and how many said no's and how many yes was it. That's who got it. Now, once I did that, my job is not to go out there and buy nobody no certificates or anything. If Kelly and Nicole remember last year, I said if any mothers and fathers when they're deeming anybody, what they choose to be deemed, they must bring in a plat once the icon say yes or no. Now, I also was on the phone with Stuart earlier. This is my opinion, and just like you said, Nicole, that everybody has a right to their opinion.
Absolutely.
Okay, my thing here is, and me, if anyone listened or anybody heard Saturday, I did them. I said what they was legendary for, and one thing about me, I'm real. When it came up to Boogie, I said it on the mic. My vote was no. But everyone, four people said yes, so that's why he was in. Regardless, that's my gay son, and he also is in my house. I'm a fair person.
Boogie's deemed legendary what, Grandpa?
Realness for the twist. And we,
all right,
okay.
But can I, well, not to cut you off. All right, let me just say something because I live for Boogie. I live and for any of these people, I cannot speak as so from my heart when I say I am being Secretary of Defense Ballroom. I am not being personal. I have no problem with Boogie or Dabrian because I love Boogie and Dabrian. I live, but y'all said up and coming legendary. What happened? No, it's still
okay,
not being.
Okay, now, where everyone missing the point is this. Once, okay, years ago, it took, 10 years. Once y'all, and I'm going to say y'all, once y'all changed that rule from being 10 years to 5 years, I don't know, Dave Brennan been in this scene since 2002. You stated 2002, I'm going to tell you everything that they sent me. He's been here since 2002. He has won of the year twice. He went from schoolboy to always. Now, if y'all going by what y'all switched from 10 years to 5 years, that means he should have been deemed in 2007 then.
Well, I think we need to go back to 10 years because I had to wait a lot.
Wait, Kelly. I'm going to say everything how I feel. Like, I spoke to Stuart today, and, like, me and Stuart talk because he's been in the scene, 2 years before me. And, me and Stuart was talking, and I told him, Nicole, you know me. Kelly, you know me. I'm going to keep it real. And, me and Stuart have a beautiful relationship. No matter how me and Stuart would get into it, he listened to me, he understand me, I listen to him, and I understand him. 5 years is outrageous to me. It's outrageous because you just say it. Sooner or later, everybody's going to be legendary.
There's not just 5 years or whatever, but you know what y'all also forgot, and I don't care about the 5 years. Not 5 years, just the resume. What about 5 years of character? What about 5 years? What about more experience in the mind? To me, in my opinion, Boogie would be in characteristic more available than David. I don't think in mind, as growing and experience that these people should. I'm not just about their resume. I'm talking about standing in a group and they don't look like they're supposed to be standing there, not just because even if they have beat some of them people, yippee, so what? Isn't it so much more to having such an established excitement? I mean, what?
Okay, and then I understand everything you're saying. Boogie came in the scene in 2001. He was walking Butchering Face first. If nobody knew. He's been here for exactly 10 years. And he's been here for 10 years. And honestly, my opinion is no. My opinion for half of the 70 people that was sent to me was no. Was completely no, 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 no. And I'm going to keep it real with you. It's individuals that had five no's when they may ring more bells than a lot of other people. So what I'm saying, Kelly and Nicole, I feel, and when I spoke to my son, James Icon, that it's still not right. It's still not right. It's still not right. People still doing it as girlfriends, and that's still not right. That's not. My vote is only one vote. Regardless of how many of them icons respect me, I'm going to still go by. Come on, you need to turn it off.
Well, Bill,
wait, I'm going to get finished everything because I'm going to go through everything what happened Saturday concerning legendary categories and all of that. When I ask every icon, no matter how I feel that certain icons should not be icons, I respect them because they was deemed icons. They vote, they that do. And I don't care if I don't. My opinion is my opinion. I still go by. I don't. If James Icon had deemed somebody icon, I'm gonna go. I just leave it alone because if they was deemed that way, they was deemed that way. Where this ballroom scene messed up, and then I said it last year, I'm gonna say this year. Once Stuart and I got off the scene, that's when the ballroom scene just went chaos. It went chaos, and it is what it is. And like I said Saturday, Nicole, and I'm going to say it again. I said it on my, you have a lot of stars and statements that have more trophies than icons, have more trophies than legends.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, and
the Dia Ball was a legends ball or icon ball, because that was one of those that it was going to be deemed at your ball, you, Andre Ball. Whatever. So the Dia Ball, that qualified for a bunch of people to be legend after you just did it?
That's okay. It was supposed to be done at any major ball that me and Andre or any other icons feel that it was major ball. With people mixing up at Kelly and Nicole, that they judging they deeming these people on major, I mean on mini balls and the rumble ball. That should not be one of the characters. One of the things should be major balls. Major balls. Like the House of Khan would be a major ball. The House of Mizrahi would be a major ball. The House of Revler would be a major ball. If Andre Mizrahi give a ball, his name speaks for itself. A major ball. Stuart, myself, man, a major ball. These are major balls. They are judging on many balls. There's so many balls out right now, and there's so many balls all over. It's all over. It's just, and I'm not going to lie to you, Nicole. I caught one individual up there. I didn't know who this person was until he walked up there. But at the same time, he had three no's. He had four yeses. So I'm gonna leave it like that, because if I do it my way, a lot of people would not be legendary.
Well, Obama's having a lot of juice. It's because they all switching up and they have to debate it, right? I don't understand how it's so easy for your alliances team to not really go back and forth. If you got four people that says no and you got five people that says yes, I still think that you should go back to the table, because there's four people that their opinion matters and they said no. Shouldn't it be examined? Why is it a no?
That's true, but that...
I'm just being...
I mean, that's true on this demon right here. Like, I spoke to James Icon, and I told James Icon how I felt. He told me how he felt about the situation, and what I said, I said, well, James, if there's a big problem right here, just take it away. He said, Father, you can't do that because you already gave out the certificate. Now, I definitely recall and I definitely remember when we had a conversation last year, Nicole, which is my granddaughter, said, well, if you are overvoted, that stands. That's what you said last year. Don't come back this year and say that we need to sit down. My opinion, if there's nine yeses and one no, that means it's just like it's just like in court. It should be all yes. It should not be two no's and five yeses. It should be all yes. Because once you have any kind of no's, that means it's a discrepancy there. And that's just point blank, and that's just being real. And that's just how it is, Nicole. Everyone, okay, no one last year was saying anything against anything when all the stuff was saying, yeah, okay, it'll be yes and no's. Nobody said anything then. You know, and honestly, I'm not going to lie, and I'm going to keep it real. When James Icon sent me his sheet, everybody was saying no. Everybody was saying no. The disrespect that other icons, myself, I'm saying all of us, you know, that they be shady. If you're going to do a vote, the shade needs to be put aside. Because when I spoke to certain icons, Nicole, I said, well, other discrepancy you have with them, put it aside. No matter, and Nicole, I'm going to go back to my incident with the House of Mizrahi. No matter what I went through with them, and no matter how I feel with them, when I was on that panel, I judged fairly. And no matter what the outside people thought that I was not going to pick a Mizrahi, I picked them because I felt that they deserve it. And that's how it should be with everything. I feel some type of way. I felt some type of way when legendary people was being deemed to icons. That bitch, I worked hard. I mean, I don't mean to call nobody no bitch or anything like that. But I worked hard. I worked hard on myself. I worked hard with all my categories I wore. I worked hard with my house. And for anybody that anyone that I feel some type of way to be up to the same way I've been working bald since 85.
Well, then, I guess that would be your problem, what you said about the whole them making it a 5-year thing because of how many balls all over the state. 5 years, okay, they're giving it 5 years. If they're going traveling and going over the states, because it's no longer in the Mecca. Now, Atlanta is no longer becoming that, and it's everywhere else now. So 5 years would be a short time to be doing across the year. That's a very, very short time. In 5 years, you're automatically legend. That's not how we were treated. We wasn't automatically legend after 5 years.
Nicole, and Kelly, I wasn't treated like that either. I don't think it should be like that. But if everyone is saying this, I am one individual. And one thing I learned is from all this shit, my opinion, sometimes I just keep to myself because of the fact if I start voicing my opinion and Kelly, once I get there, I just start telling the truth about everybody because it's like everyone that was walking them categories Saturday, like just like I told them, I'm going to start walking the rest of this year. Any one of them that walk my legendary category that I feel that should not be up there with me, I would tell them. It just like for legendary realness. It was a big thing about legendary realness. Well, Tony, you know this person ain't legendary. Kelly, Nicole, like I told the individual, and I meant it.
Since you brought that up, we ain't get into the ball recap yet. Well, they chopped Farmer Camaro Brown for legendary realness.
Camaro Brown.
You asked me, did they?
No, I know they did. I got the tea already. They chopped him. Arrow chopped him for legendary realness.
And okay, so let me take my team first.
Wait, Grandpa.
I want to ask another question. I got the one
on the two. Nicole, let me say this. You know something, Kelly? You hear me say this. People do things to certain motherfuckers because there was a lot of the motherfuckers up there that should have been chopped. If I were going to chop him, he should have chopped a lot of the motherfuckers that's not legendary. So, one thing about me, Kelly, one thing about you, Nicole, if you're going to do it for one, you're going to do it for all. If you're not going to do it for all of them, let the other one go by too. And that's some real shit. Because it was a couple of them that should have been chopped for legendary realness, and that's some real shit. So therefore, what Harold did and how Harold carried it, it was a disrespect to Camaro anyway by calling his soup late. And all that was uncalled for, was unnecessary, and all that.
And me personal,
you know, one thing about me, I keep it real, and whoever, it is what it is. It is what it is, you know. It starts with respect. It's the same thing about legendary realness again. When the last battle was Jihad and Letitia, all them other negative comments that they was doing concerning Letitia, when that ball was over, you know who walked up to me? Jihad. The overall father, Jihad, walked up to me and said, Tony, pay my house no more. I said, look, Jahar, I love you, and I respect you even more now for you just walking up to me. You know, he said, Tony, when I came out, Letitia was legendary. You know, and
they're
all
not,
the negative comments.
And
all them negative comments when my house said something about an icon that night, you know what I told her? Shut the fuck up.
Exactly.
I told them to shut the fuck up. So all about the negative avenues where they were saying the new generation, if you don't know the know anybody years or anything like that, keep your negativity to yourself. And just like I told them, I come from that house before all of them that was there. I'm Tony Ebony Revron. When there was no motherfucking Ebony's walking, Tony was walking. That's why Larry met me halfway. It's just a respect here, you know, and someone should have stopped them because all that negativity that they was giving that night was uncalled
for.
That's
up to the parents. That's another thing, and I spoke about that before. The new generation, when we some of the older icons, and they upset and everything about the new generation and how they vocally speak about an icon. Their mother and father, CEO or leader, should tell them that they shouldn't. They should respect, regardless of how they feel. You respect somebody that's been doing the game 20 years. And longer than you. You have to respect it because before you, it was them, and it has to be acknowledged that the parents take no time to tell them kids to be quiet, not to open their mouth, and they should tell them their opinion to you when they get there with you.
Exactly.
You should not do that. They shouldn't, and anybody that allows their house to do that is wrong. That's not nice.
Nicole, I have a question to ask you, and you let me know if I'm right or wrong. When my children is on this show talking negative, when I was going through with the misery, what was I texting you?
All the time. Sending them
get
off
them,
all the time. All the time.
Phone.
Anybody. You don't get up here and all the time. Everybody that's in the establishment off the phone. James Icon the same way. James Caan the same way. You do not sit up there and allow your children to come up there and to just you take it to your leader. Because that icon is going to feel disrespected. Because while he's talking to you, you're talking and you're disrespecting them then there. So it should be
the
leader.
We've got to cut the caller. Hold on. 15431, you're live on the air on the recap show.
Nicole, Kelly, and Father.
What's up, Jay?
What's up,
Jay? Jay, yes, how are you? I was looking for your number today.
I have
to get your number before you go up the show. I was looking for your number today. What's up?
You got a cigarette?
I am blessed.
It's come in here.
On the phone. I was going to ask Tony the question, but I wanted to ask you, and this is why I was looking for you. I sent the message to the icons today about what they had did or the people that they made legend. Now, I also was informed, along with that you and Harold had said that Selvin was not legendary runway. Now, just like I said, I'm not arguing. I have totally respect to all the icons. I'm just asking. From when I've known you since about I was 16 years old, since I've been here, been on this scene, and been walking, that's all she has been walking. And I seen it. I seen you. I seen all of it. I was there. Whether I wore, I was there. So I had to ask that question. How was Selvin not legendary runway? And y'all deemed, and you as Tony, my grandfather, I respect your father, James, y'all deemed these people, but then how is Selvin not legendary runway? I would give a legendary runway before I gave a Vogue Femme, and she walked that all her life.
Okay, let me say this to you. I'm going to answer my thing. From anybody, I don't even deem nobody. From back in the day, I haven't deemed no demons. So all this Tony deemed, I haven't deemed not a motherfucking soul since last year. Can no one say Tony Revron deemed them? Nobody. So you gotta speak to them, Nicole. Not me or anybody.
Jay, brother, you on the phone, and you are legendary. Brother. I can't. So could you answer to him, please? Is Jay still?
Jay is there.
Jay?
Hello, everybody. Hello.
Hi.
Jay?
Hi.
This is Rodney. I was just saying hello.
Hi, Rodney. What's the deal?
Nothing much.
Jay,
is going on, Father?
No, he's at me.
Jay,
right? See what it,
Jay
so
number is
now.
There, but I don't know what's going on with Jay. So hold on. We're going to go back. We're going to go to
no,
the
no,
next
no, no, Kelly. Oh, Kelly, I got Jay on my phone. Jay.
Yeah, I'm here. I'm sorry.
Did you hear me, brother? Did you hear what I asked you?
I heard you start, but my phone hung up, so I wanted to call right back. I tried to get back on the line, but it was busy, so I called Father. He got me back on.
Okay, so the question I had asked was, I've been there, and all the people that y'all deemed, and I also heard your votes included in the demon, but when y'all deemed these people, I heard also after demon and giving the people that y'all gave plaques for just 5 years, that y'all said that Selvin would not, well, not y'all, you and Harold have spoke that Selvin was not legendary one, right? And I've been in this thing since I was 15 years old, and as long as I've been sitting in a boardroom, I've seen Selvin, you, these people do runway in phenomenal ways. Shade Fest, before when we used to have that, I've seen a lot of all these different types of runway, and I've seen Selvin a part of it. So how wouldn't she be legendary runway? And you are the runway deep, so how wouldn't she be legendary runway?
First of all, I didn't say anything at the ball, and Father is right on the phone. He stood right there. I deliberately got off the microphone, and I said I'm not getting involved because everyone wanted to make Jay be the bad guy and snatch statuses back and tell people who was legendary, who's not. That conversation on that panel was between Dexter and Harold. Jay was not a part of it. Jay didn't talk about anybody's status, but I can tell you, and I will say this like Father said it, and I stand by it, half of the people who walked that night will not be battling me for Legendary Runway. And I'm not saying any names. You'll see it when it happens. But I didn't say anything about anybody that night. I was purposeful, quiet, and mind my business.
Well, I can't wait to see at the Latex Ball who walks the legendary runway.
Nicole J. Kelly.
We having this conversation. There's other people listening to this conversation. There's icons listening to this conversation. It's been done. The next thing is, what are we going to do now? What are we going to do now? We need to change the mood. That 5 years.
I think y'all need to go back to the table. Y'all got to go back to
the
table.
Nicole, the icons, the legends, because I also call legendary people also, you know, and they need to know the meaning of that 5 years. Not many balls or anything. You know, and my thing is, it's just like, this is no shade. I love Junie, and me and Junie's my ex. Like I asked Andre on the panel, I don't bite my tongue. Like, have he walked up in New York? You know, he walked here, he walked there. Have he walked in New York, Andre? No. I rest my case. It doesn't make a difference where you at. If I was born in Chicago, and I know where the ball started at, that's where I would want to walk at. That's where I want to walk at. If your name is not ringing bells or anything like that, if no one know who you are or anything, no, come on. That 5 years shit, and I mean shit. That is some bullshit. The 5 years, that means that what would I be right now? That's my case.
That means in 5 years, a lot of people is going to be sitting with me, baby.
And let me tell you, it was one of my children said today, well, Father, I've been walking boards for 4 years, so I'm going to be legendary next year. Come on.
And is it about just walking? Because I really don't believe that half of these kids, and they may have a lot of trophies, and you said earlier a lot of these stars and statements have a lot of trophies, but a lot of them don't have a mental state to be a legend. A lot of them to be a mother or father. A lot of them don't have a, because they won trophies. Hold that pose. This is James Caan. Hold on, please.
What's going on, Father? Yeah, how are you?
I'm fine, Jay. Just like I tell you, I said to you Saturday, everyone want me to do this and do that, but then at the end of the day, Kelly and Jay, who's going to look at as a bad guy? And like I told my son Rodney, I'm not doing it no more.
I'll be there that night too.
You know,
and that's the same, and I, Tony, understand exactly where you're coming from, because I feel the same way when I sit on the judges panel, and all the girls know, oh, bitch, Kelly's on the judges panel, so she's going to chop everybody. And I feel the same way you feel about that when I sit on the judges panel. Bitch, and let everybody else do it. I'm not doing it no more.
I'm not doing it no more. I swear on my mom's, I'm not doing it no more. I won't do it. Like I told my son, Ronnie, I love him down. I'm not. If you speak up for yourself, I back you up as long as it's right. And that's for anybody. If they speak up, well, Tony, no, I'm not. Because just like I said to Jack Saturday, that these people have been walking this category. And now everybody want to be fierce to them. They have walked legendary one way before. Nobody said shit then. Nobody said a damn thing about anybody then. But like I said, I am walking this the rest of the year, and I will be walking legendary one way. And if I feel that they should not be by my side, they would definitely know it. And it is what it is. It is what it is. And I'm not going to – I really wish I would have walked Saturday because, honestly, when I saw them legendary one-way kids walking, I wish I was a part of that. I wish I was a part of that because a lot of them did come out and walk. Jay walking this soon. I'm walking soon. And it's going to be – it is what it is. And I don't care who feelings I hurt. And then it's just like for legendary realness. And I feel like walking that, and I feel they should not be up there with me. I'm going to say it. Anything, if I feel like walking any legendary category that I know I'm legendary for, and they is not up to that part with me, Kelly, they will know it. And that's no disrespect. It's just keeping it real. You know, like me and Stuart talk.
I don't think a lot of people is keeping it real. It's so funny that when, Bobby, you told me this at the end of the night when you and I were talking about that we shouldn't always have to be the bad guys. The first thing they say is like, well, Jay, or, you know, you can't take me. Why can't I take you of all people? Like, I don't really care, honestly. Why can't Jay take you? But the reality of it is you're sitting there at a ball with people who've been in the scene for so long, and what they start to do is play politics. Oh, that's my girlfriend. I hang out with her. That's my girlfriend. I sleep on her floor, so let me let her through. And we know in our hearts that legendary is not about how many years you've done it. It's about the magnitude and the impact of what you were doing. And half the people out there who are on the floor ain't did much of anything. We know that. There's been no moments we can sit back and say, remember that night when so-and-so did da-da-da-da-da? If you have no moments, how are you legend? What influence have you had on this new generation? None, zero, nada. And so we're going to sit and say 5 years, 10 years. I think the number of years should be removed from the equation. It has definitely have to be about the level of impact. And I don't see that with a lot of these people. When you talk about Jay endorsing those people, Tony, my father's right on the phone. I was not on the call when they selected legends, but I would do one thing that other icons or legends will do. Certain people on the scene who have been there for me, I will endorse and follow their lead. And I think that's about respect. Tony just said that he called Stuart. Sometimes he listens to Stuart because he came before him. There are times when Stuart says something to me I may be in disagreement with. I will co-sign for someone like that. I'm not co-signing for half these people. And so I think it's about respect for those kinds of people for me. But no, I endorsed the people that night. I'm sorry. I wasn't even a part of it. And Father, you were here. You can.
And Jay didn't say nothing. The only thing Jay said, I'm not getting on this mic. I want to see how this category is going to be judged. He sat right in front of the judge, the step in front of them, and sat there until the whole category was over. There was no one talking. It was Hal. The only one I heard was Howell talking. It was how
his legendary status is in question. I'm questioning it.
I mean, it was Harold saying something about Selvin.
Okay, can I say something to y'all? When I was listening to what y'all, Jay, I sympathize for what you said about. I'll call you right now, then, if you didn't get through. I'll call you right now. All right, I'll play right now. I sympathize with what you say, Grandpa. I sympathize with what you say, but, you know, to keep it real, because I feel the same way, and the Lord knows my heart and knows yours and yours. I don't care if you think it's shade. It has nothing to do with you. You are doing something, and y'all are trying to correct different errors that has happened here. If they think that it's personal shade, you can't take me. I don't know you. That's how I cannot vote for you. It's not shade. If I have an opinion, opinion. I can like you, but we are in this ballroom is a big corporation. It's getting very bigger. Lots of people are getting involved. People are taking things from the ballroom and runway and Vogue, and it's going public and everything. There should be some order. So because it's order, and Jay, you have an opinion about runway, or Grandpa, you have an opinion about its shade. Well, listen, you're not gonna make that. You're not gonna make the call because they're gonna think you're the bad guy. You're the bad guy anyway. Y'all got the right to do it. Y'all bad guys. Y'all the one that get to make the decision. So if the heat is always gonna come on you. You damn if you do. You damn if you don't. So why not just do the right thing?
Hold on. Let me say one thing to you. But in that role and that night, I want to say something. I was the commentator that night, and everybody always complains about, you know, how the commentators come the balls. Our job is to keep the ball going and not to interject our opinion. That's what they have judges for. And so the minute I would have crossed the line and said, not legend, disqualified, then the next read would have been, you're a commentator tonight. When you judge, that's your opportunity. And so I think we have to get it straight. Do you want us to assert our authority and be in the right role and kind of set the record straight and stop the foolishness, or do you want, when we're commentating, to be commentators and not to do that? And I think that's the dichotomy, at least for me it is.
Okay, I have a question to ask Kelly, and I have a question to ask Nicole. Kelly.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm calling you, okay? The twins, Benciaga. What would your vote have been?
For Legendary?
Yes, for Legendary.
Wait. I'm gagging.
Kelly, what would your vote would have been?
No.
Okay, Nicole, what would your vote
I
have
can't
been?
Believe you even talking about
I'm
it, Grandpa, and it's no shade.
No,
but this is
okay.
What I'm trying to ask
y'all. Wait, Nicole, I'm not finished. Okay. I have Anthony and Andre, Benciaga. You know how many yeses I have?
Mm-mm. Okay, can I ask a question?
Do you know how many yeses I have, Nicole?
Mm-mm.
Do you know? I have 6 yeses. Now, I'm going to read their resume. They do have a resume up here. How did they send me their resume? They've been working since 2003. They have Dominate School Boy, and they went from School Boy to Twist. Now, and this is no shade. Do I see them as being a legendary? That's 8 years ago. And I will say they have dominated their category. They went from School Boy. They dominated it over, I think, 3 or 4 years. They still walk in Twist also, you know, but then they got one person, they said the legendary person should be Anthony Benciaga, not Andre Benciaga. You know, I'm going to, because I know everyone listen. I'm going to, Charmaine Excada, Schoolboy Reynolds, Open to All, Chicago,
Grandpa, James is trying to get on the phone. He's trying to get on the phone right now, and this
James
is completely
who?
Packed. James, Con is already on my line. James Icon is trying to get on the phone right now, but it's packed. So
okay,
if anybody have a free line, I'm telling him to call in right now.
Tell him to call in now.
I don't think there's no one in the ballroom scene who should be a legend right now. I think we have enough right now. If I'm lying, you can say it publicly. I told them they didn't need to make no more legends for 2 more years.
Okay, like, can I tell you something, Grandpa? Jay, James, y'all on the phone? Okay, all right. So y'all need to go back to the table with the 5 years, but let's go deeper than that. What about their mental? What about their age appropriate? What about their thought in mind? How can you stand up there with a child that's not doing half of the things you're doing in your life or brought to this ballroom? The only thing they won was trophies. What about, like, Harold Lissis, because he's good with lists. Harold, you should come on the phone. Very good with lists. You write all these lists of you win this trophy and you walk this ball and your girlfriend got you done and now you came 5 years, you're legendary. But what about their maturity? Doesn't that count for anything? What about the things after? You just don't be legend because you win a trophy. That's the case, then y'all should have been legend long before y'all were. And that's the truth. It's not shame. Why do we give it, why are we giving children leadership and then complain when they act like children?
Nicole, my thing would have been 10 years. I would have never stopped the 10 years. Before I came back, I was off this team for exactly 2 years. When I came back, it was a lot of legendary people. It was people that and this is no shade, and this is, I'm going to keep it real. The list I had, the names I had to say, who is this individual? Okay, 2 years of me being off the scene, that would still make me, still let me know who are these individuals. Now, I'm going to keep it real, and people that other houses, because James sent me names, you know, I put names in there and all that. James Icon sent put names in there, but everyone was saying no to certain individuals. You know, and Nicole, I don't think it was right. But
I heard that they said no to Mark, but we're talking about Twin. I think that there we go. We're skipping, and it's because of the generation and how it changed. How you guys, and that's the question, and just be political with y'all, how you guys are going to change it, because it can't go like that with all these balls and everything. Do you know how many people y'all would have to deem then? Do you know how many people that would have to go? I'm just saying that 5 years walking across the state that these people.
Nicole, let me tell
okay. more legends, in my opinion. I feel like, and I've said this, I'm going to stick by it, whether people agree or disagree with me, we don't need any more legends. In the next 2 years, no one's going to do anything that significant that they did crossover. And I'm going back to what we originally said. People should be getting legendary status at one ball a year. If you work that hard, you can wait for that one crowning night where we bring two or three people into the threshold and say, you know what, you've done it. But 20 people a night, 10 people this ball, I think is ridiculous. Half the people that are legendary, I would even go so far to say 90% of them in this generation are frauds. We know it. We all know it. We know it again. Well, I'll say it, we know it again, and we just know it. 90%.
Okay, so that means y'all making more frauds. Y'all going to bring more frauds.
So,
so we're going to confuse the situation.
Okay. Nicole, Jay, that was one of the icons I called and left a message. She never called me back. So Jay did not vote on this one here. But then at the end of the day, it doesn't make a difference what we say right now about who was just deemed. If I'm going to go and James Icon is one of the icons I do call, one of the first icons I do call. I call three of them. I call Stewart, I call Andre, I call James Icon, because we have never ever took the break. Andre and James Icon. They have never took a break. So me, Stewart, James Cohn, we have took a break. So therefore, I'm going to go to them. And if they say yes, if I don't know, I'm going to say no. And that's just no shame. I'm going to say no, because I feel that me as being an icon, when Pepper, Paris, Angie, Corey, all of them was here, I worked hard. I walked against a lot of legendary people at that time when I was. It wasn't even a star statement back then. You know, it wasn't such thing when I came out. It was just legendary with no legendary categories. We all walked against each other. And for me to win over a lot of them that have been in the scene way before me, you know, it's just like my icon static. Who gave that to me? No matter what Jack was calling me out there, Stu was calling, I never came out there until Paris Dupree said, Tony, no, you are the top one out there. You go out there. That's the only reason why I came out, you know, once Paris did it. And me, I appreciate it. I was like I always said, Nicole, I appreciate the respect and all of that. But come on.
Do y'all think it's fair? Let me ask y'all a question, because I think this. Now, you call James Icon.
Hold on. James is on the phone, and we have a whole bunch of callers.
They want to speak. Let them speak.
I'm here, but
Father?
James? I don't know what's going on with James' phone.
Well, I guess these phone lines is jammed up because everybody's on the phone line tonight.
Yes, everybody is definitely on the phone line.
Well, give them a people that are listening an opportunity to speak to Jay and James and James and Tony, because that's who probably they probably have something they would like to hear.
It's 919-412. You're live on the air on the recap show. 919-412. You're live on the air. Okay, I guess not. I'm going to try the next number. The next number is 678-654. You're live on the air on the recap show. 678-654. You're live on the air on the recap show. Okay, I guess not. I'm going to try the next number. 347-285. You're live on the air on the recap show.
Hello.
Yes, you're live on the air.
Good evening, everybody. This is Nigel at Long.
Hi,
hey,
Nigel.
Hey, Nicole. Hey, Dad. Hey, father.
Hey, wait, before you go, Nigel, anybody that's on that phone line, if y'all going to be sweating and press one, y'all should be speaking. There's so many people trying to get on. We're going to be clearing it frequently because people are also trying to get on. Everybody's calling my phone. Father cannot get on again, Kelly. So if y'all going to speak, speak. James, Jay, both James are here. Tony, Jay, y'all need to speak. Please, respect and speak. Nobody want to talk about
Rodney
this.
Rodney is also on the line also.
Who?
Rodney.
Rodney, sorry, Rodney. I'm so, Rodney, you so quiet. Speak. What's wrong with you?
I'm just listening.
I don't be just listening. You can listen in the queue. Father, call back in. you can be listening in the queue. Everybody needs to speak because this is the problem. Take it off. Speak over there.
Go ahead, Nigel.
Hello, everybody. Basically, I just want to say hi, how y'all was doing, and pretty much last time I was text, you know, I come from a time when we paid homage to the icons and the legends, and when you were legendary, you walked it. That's what I was told back in my day. You know, you just knew that back in the day. And Nicole, you see me grow up, Kelly. Rodney, y'all all see me, and I'm still working hard for my legendary status. I really don't care. I just love balls for fun, and that's what they were. That's what they should be. That's what they are. But no longer is that. You know what I'm saying? It's not what it used to be. The fun is not there. Everybody wants to be demons that are realizing this is fun. This is extracurricular. Why should it matter if you're legendary or not? You know what you do. If you're legendary in life, you should be legendary on the floor. Even when you walk in the ball, you know what I'm saying? Even when you walk down the street, you're legendary. Why should it matter?
Well, Nigel, I want to say that it matters to people because they put in their hard work. They do this, they do that. But I think they're allowing it to happen too easily. I think everybody should look forward to what they achieve, to outcome to achieve. Everybody. I think, you know, if you work hard, then you should look forward. But I think that y'all, James, Tony, I think you're allowing it too easy. I think you're allowing people that's still drinking milk, baby milk, to be an icon because they can fall into a dip at soft. Yes, they're 17 years old. Of course they can fall into that dip. And here we're going to make them a legend. Okay.
And, Nicole, you know, I come from a time from when you were coming from a time. We were coming up around the same time, but you were just a little bit older, but I was still a baby. And everybody's just like a legend after 5 years. That's crazy. It's crazy.
Tony
to me.
Said
I stopped
earlier
walking.
That people don't respect the icons, and they came out and they was disrespecting Letitia, and they said that we could not even dare. I cannot believe that. So while they say that everything is so all right, everything is so this is like that. We Kelly, all of us, we couldn't dare. I don't understand. We couldn't
at
dare.
All.
Let me tell you something. Okay, thank you, Nigel.
I'm clear those lines again, Kelly. So whoever else, if y'all not gonna press one, clear it.
Let me tell you something. I remember back in the days, right? As what's so different from the ballroom scene, and now from the ballroom scene back in the days at the Mark Ballroom and the YWCA's and places like that, bitch. When you got chopped by a legend. That you didn't say anything. You walked off and you took that chop and you went on about your business. Because I remember when I first walked at the YWCA and Stuart chopped me. And I turned around because, you know, I was this bitch. I was a new bitch. And I was ready to read. And Andre snatched me off that runway and get ready. You know what I'm saying? You don't say anything to him. You just walk off and you come back the next time and you make him know it better the next time. But nowadays, these girls don't do that, Miss Day. These girls want to ask why I was chopped. They want to know this. They want to know. No, bitch. You, the next time you see that bitch on the runway, on the floor, on that panel, you out there on that floor, and you out there determined to make that bitch know your motherfucking name. So every time you hit the floor, you don't got to worry about getting chopped. It don't happen like that no more. Okay? Hold on. We have another call.
Thank you, Nigel, for calling in.
You're welcome.
862 588. You're live on the air on the recap show.
Hey, how y'all doing? It's Sean Ebony.
Hi,
hey,
Sean.
How are you?
What's going on? The legendary icon. How you doing?
I'm all right.
Could you clear that line again, Kelly? Because I'm in DC. My phone is going crazy. Clear. Don't tell anybody. Just clear the line. Well, everybody know now you a speakerphone. I'm sorry, Sean. What's up? Go ahead.
Nothing. I appreciate the fact that you guys are even entertaining this conversation because I think it's long overdue. I think there's a lot of things that need to be addressed with the scene. The fact that some people come in with their own personal agenda, and that agenda affects the way the balls are judged, the way the kids are coming out, the leadership in the ballroom scene as far as mothers and fathers. You had to have some kind of experience before you became a mother or father. You yourself had to be a legend, and you yourself had to have a name in the ballroom scene before you could pop up and become a mother. So we have inexperienced people teaching these young people, which is why the focus has been taken off of just having fun. So I want to be a legend. I want to be a legend. I want to be a legend. So until we start to groom these young people properly,
amen,
we're going to continue to have this problem. You can't blame the young people without looking at the leadership. It's the leader. It's partly the leader. I'm not going to blame all the leaders because a lot of the leaders have their young people in check. My house, we working on it. But a lot of the leaders have their young people in check. The second thing that I want to speak on, we keep screaming about deeming people legends because of the amount of time that they walk. But we got a whole lot of legendary knots. Because you were here in 91 or 2001 means absolutely nothing, because you could have popped up that day and nobody else showed up and you walked and you won.
Mm-hmm.
And technically it's counted. Because you won that ball. But you didn't walk against anybody. You haven't experienced anything. So what does it matter? So you have to stop speaking about, oh, well, she's been around for years. What did she do? If you haven't made a name in that category, if you haven't stamped that category, it doesn't mean anything. And I understand what Jay and Tony are saying about, and you, Kelly, about not wanting to be the bad guy, because I've stepped out there a couple of times and said my opinion as far as my category is concerned, and people tell me I can't take it. But can't take what, boo-boo? I've been doing
okay.
It forever.
Okay.
You can't take
it. I think
that
you're
going to
forget about that part. What did you take?
So I just think there's a whole lot of different agendas, and until you come back to the table, and as far as what we should do now, and this is just my humble opinion, I think we should start snatching it. You should earn it. And if you're not prepared to earn it, then hey, it was nice having you here. See you later.
Amen. I second agree with that message. So I think it's becoming, y'all said 5 years. I think we need to go back to the table, and until it's correct and what you need to qualify to have it, then I don't think it should be done. I agree with Jay that you can't deem every year, and that everybody, that's just not what happened to their maturity. You got mothers that are mothers that we never see and never teach their kids. Y'all just allow them to grow to the thing. So along with that, personally, to all the adults and leaders, we're not even helping the future generation. We are letting them believe that whatever it is that they do is right, and whatever it is, and we don't. You against it, Grandpa?
Okay. Hold on, Nicole. Tony, you're back. James, you're back.
Okay, I'm back.
Yeah.
Hi. I'm sorry.
What guy? Somebody was just talking, Nicole.
Sean,
that was
Sean Ebony. Legendary Butch Realness icon.
Okay, and Sean, everything you just said, I was listening to you, is so true. You know, but one thing you can't do, who's going to take their status away from them? You know what everybody want? You know who everybody want to do that, Sean? Tony Revlon, and I'm not going to do that. I'm not going to look at no bad guy.
And when I say take their status, I think somebody said it earlier, we have a lot of statements, we have a lot of stars. You walk as a statement, you walk as a star. I'm not taking anything away from you. I'm just telling you, you haven't accomplished this yet.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't think, and personally, I don't think there's anything wrong with that. I think if this is something that you're passionate about and something that you want to prove to not just us but to yourself, then you don't have a problem doing it. If you did it once and you really, really believe that you accomplished that once, what's the problem accomplishing it again?
And Sean, I got to say this. Okay, everyone hear this, but watch the next at the Latex Bowl for Legendary One Way, them same motherfuckers, any other legendary category, it's going to still come out. You know in your heart if you're legendary. You know in your heart if you are icon. But Sean.
Don't put me on the channel, bitch. They chop me anyway, bitch. So I don't give a fuck, bitch. I'll chop them all.
But Sean Kelly and Nicole James, last year, that's why the Legends Ball ended up a flop, because they thought that we was going to take their status from them. That's why it ended up the way it ended. And I'm Sean, Sean, for years, the same thing you said to me at the Crystal Ball, I am not going to be the bad guy no more. Because why? I have a house of my own. I have seen people been shady to my house because of the way I keep it real. I'm not doing that. If people stand up, I got their back. As long as it's right, as long as what they're doing is right, I will stand up. But I will not, Sean, you've been my son for over 20 years. I will not take no one's status from them that I did not give it to.
But then they didn't earn it either. And see, and I think that's what the problem is. I think that's why we all need to go back to the table to figure out how to address it. Because it's enough to sit here and have this conversation. But if we're not going to do anything about it, the conversation is moot because they still have the status. And they still accomplished something. They still have something they didn't necessarily earn.
Exactly. Nope. So,
and that's part of the reason I'm doing
that. Okay, so what do I want to do for Ballroom Day, son? You want me to send the status back out and say, send every legendary person and inbox the all your legendary person, and then what are we going to do?
I'm
going to
be on the top of the list. I'm going to be on the top of the list.
I don't care. Well, I personally don't care where they're putting me or how it goes. I'm still going to say what the fuck I want to say. And I'm still going to state my opinion because I'm entitled to it. I agree with the same thing that Sean says. I agree with that. If y'all going to do that, well, y'all have to deem, then you shouldn't do 5 years. If y'all going to do 5 years, then you shouldn't deem so much. Either way, you can't have it both, because then you're just going to have a bunch of foolery.
5 years is too short. 5 years is too short for me. I spoke to Stuart earlier. Stuart said to me earlier, and he said, Tony, it could be 5 years, but as long as it's 5 years of major balls, not every ball is a major ball.
If it came down to 5 years of major balls, it would have to be extended because there's not that many major balls a year.
Exactly.
Well, not any one of them that count, because you got to gag. The people that given the ball, their balls shouldn't count, but in their state or region, it's considered major. But we don't know, you don't know this person, but it still counts. So they send y'all a resume of balls of people that don't even count, or you don't even
count. Okay, Nicole and Sean and Kelly, someone have a ball. If you got 10 icons and 20 real legends in there, you already know that ball is a major ball. You already know that. If you have a ball and you don't have no legends, real legends from 1980, 1990, you ain't no one in the scene. You already know that. But just like Sean said, we're talking about it. What's the next move? Because like Kelly's got to pay for this. Talking a whole 2 hours, we did the same shit last year. What's the next move?
Move is, I say, shouldn't y'all figure out who is going to be the bad guy? Because it seems like that's the problem. Nobody wants to tell the truth.
The bad guy. We all should voice our opinion. We got a whole bunch of strong voices on this phone, and we all speaking in unison. So we all should be able to say, you know what, sweetheart, it's no shade to you.
But you know what, Sean, you know what?
Everybody's going to voice their opinion. You know what? If everybody's going to voice their opinion and everybody has an opinion, I don't think it should be done by emails. I don't think it should be done by Facebook. If we're going to do it, we're going to be real about the situation, let's all sit down at a table and be real about the situation, or all legends and icons can come on the show. We can do it on the motherfucking show. Stop being secretive about it. Put it out on Front Street.
And leave your ego at the door, because we don't have room for the ego. Yo, this shit is going mainstream, and a whole bunch of other motherfuckers that don't know the history of the ballroom scene are going to make mad money off of this scene while we running around arguing about who's a legend or who's an icon.
And another thing that I keep saying, and I was saying earlier today when Tony called me and told me that he wanted to come on the show, being a legend is like being platinum, okay? Every motherfucking artist out there ain't gonna go platinum. Some gonna stay gold, and some gonna be bronze, and some gonna be silver. Everybody's not going to go fucking platinum.
But we have to make them understand that it's okay if they didn't go platinum. We keep making it seem like if they're not a legend, they're nothing. You could have still slayed your category as a statement or a star. You could still be making the you still making noise. We put so much attention on, so much focus on, oh, they got to be a legend. Oh, this thing, I'm a legend. It make them understand that all of it is important. Just the fact that you showed up and you competed was important.
Yeah. Well, Sean, stay right there with us. Hold on. We got a whole bunch of callers. Stay right there with us. The next caller. The next call we have is 843-318. You're live on the air. 843-318. You're live on the air. Okay, you're gone. The next caller we have is 202-509. You're live on the air.
Hey, what's up? How y'all doing?
Hey,
hi. Hey, I got a question for Tony Revlon.
Yeah.
My question really is for Runway. I'm just going to put it out there. For example, you got people like Dominique Revlon and Econ Blahnik that are actually legendary for Runway. People actually know Dominique, you know, from, you know, East Coast to West Coast. But you got people that's becoming legendary like Econ that don't nobody really know in other cities, but except for like North Carolina and Atlanta. Like, is that a way of becoming legendary? I mean, like how do y'all determine all that?
I'm gonna speak on Econ first. When Econ came legendary, they did the same thing that they just did for Saturday. Now, I spoke to my brother James Kahn. He said that, and I'm going to tell you exactly what I told him, because he said, ain't Econ legendary for commentator? That's not a fucking category. That's not a category. Legendary for commentator? That's not a category. So therefore, when they gave him that status, I think 2 years ago, they should have named it then. Like, whatever happened Saturday when all them votes went down, I said they are legendary for school, but they're legendary for... If me personally, like, I'm going to be real, I would be at the Chanel Ball, I would be at the Latex Ball, and I am walking Legendary Runway. And if I feel that they should not be up there with me, I'm going to walk past them and ask for the next individual to walk. Because they... One thing I'm not going to do, and I am, like, just like my son Sean said, let's keep it real. But who's going to be the first person to keep it real? I have been keeping it real. I have been saying this. I have been saying that. And who paid the price at the end of the day? My house. The shade that them judges give my house because of me keeping it real. I'm not going to do it no more. I'm not. And what you said... Now I want to speak about Dominique. Dominique's been walking for many years, over 10 years he's been walking. He has walked all over. He has walked in New York. He has walked against Andre. He has not walked against me because, you know me, I mean, I just don't walk balls until I feel like walking a ball. And after Saturday, I got ball fever because I saw all the other people walking. Yeah. You know, and I looked at all of their walks. And I would be walking the latex ball, but if Econ is legendary for commentator, that's what he need to be legendary for. You know, and me and Econ is close. We are really, 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 really close. But if everybody keeps saying negative things about this man, he knows they're saying negative things about this man. Has anybody chopped Econ yet for walking legendary one way?
You don't know. I mean, I'm not trying to be funny, but, you know.
I mean, he won Legendary One Way. He won over all the Legendary One Way kids at the LaCroix Bowl. Didn't nobody. You see, that's the shit I'm trying to say to everybody. Everybody, that's, I mean, all of us. I'm not going to just say everybody. All of us. We saying this, we saying that. But once that category comes, nobody chopping these individuals. You let me tell you what happened Saturday. Edwin Walker, you know who everybody looked at? Tony Revlon. No, I'm not going to chop him. No, I'm not. Y'all chop him yourself. No, I'm not going to do it. Y'all, just like I told Jack, that these people have been walking this category. Now everybody waiting for Tony Revlon to chop them? No, I'm not. And I'm going to speak about Selvin. Selvin was a Bijan walking one way, which a lot of people don't know that. You know, Selvin, I would say Selvin have his nasty attitude, his nasty mouth, but he's been out for a very long time.
Yeah.
You know, and that's some real shit, and I'm going to give you my opinion about this. I don't feel certain people should be icons if you've never been to the Elks Lodge. I mean, but then once they named the icons, they said, Tony, you can't be like that. You know, you are over all of them. You've been there, but it's a new generation of icons, and I accept it. And I respect all the icons. It's not one icon I don't respect. I call them all. I ask them their opinion about all of it. The one thing I could say about them, certain ones of them, before they even make a move, they call Tony Revlon. Because they know on a one-on-one conversation, I'm gonna keep it real. I'm gonna keep it. If Kelly will call me and say who should not have walked Butch Queen Legendary Realness, I'm gonna tell him. Who should not walk Legendary Runway? Yes, I'm gonna tell her. But I'm not gonna voice my pain out there, and then they get on the panel at the Latex Ball and throw shade at my house. I'm not gonna do that. My house is coming back. And I'm just not going to be a part of it. You know, because everyone else thinks about their house, I have to think about my house. And that's what I'm thinking about right now. So,
okay,
do you think Econ's legendary?
The next caller we have is 404-941. You're live on the air.
Hello?
Yes, you're live on the air.
Yeah, I just wanted to say that I definitely agree with what Jay said earlier about the that they should just like stop deeming people legends for a while, because I feel like it's a disrespect for all of you people who have worked for your icon or legendary status for these people to just be playing around with the status or getting it because, like Tony said, you know, if that's a girlfriend or something like that. I agree with Tony that he shouldn't have to put himself out there as the bad guy, or Jay shouldn't have to put himself out there as the bad guy to take someone's status or to question someone's status. But you people as legends and icons, when y'all sit on the panel, that's your place to do it. If y'all feel that they haven't earned that status or they haven't earned that respect, to, like Tony said, to be on the runway with him as a legend or as an icon, then chop them. You know, that's the place that once they've been chopped enough for that category, then obviously someone's going to say, okay, well, this person, maybe they don't belong in this category as being legendary. Okay, yeah, they walk runway. The runway is good. They walk down or whatever, but it's not legendary. If you guys don't see it, then that's all that should matter.
And
I feel like if you work
there.
No, I was going to say, I feel like if a person put that work in to become a legend, then you should be walking legendary category, because that's what you was working to obtain. So if you can't walk a legendary category, then you're not a legend.
Nicole and Kelly, let me tell you, when I spoke to these icons and when I spoke to legendary people, when I asked the mothers and fathers to send me their name, you know what I said to them? I said, make sure, remember, you are mother and father of a house. You are legendary. Do you feel your children should have the same status as you? And they said, Father Tony, I understand. I said, all right, send me the names. So therefore, if anyone in my house is there was given to be named as icon, they said, Tony, if there's any legendary kids in your house that should be icon, you know what I'm gonna say? Hell no, because my children should be not, my children in my house, and none of them should be up there with me. I'm not going to deem them as being an icon. And I feel mothers and fathers, if you are a legendary mother and father, you should not be deeming your children be having the same status as you. That only been walking boards for 5 damn years. But, man, it's just like you said, I'm not going to put myself out there. I'm not going to do it, and I'm just not.
Thank you, caller, for definitely calling in. The next caller that we have is... Hold on. The next call I have is 609-505. You're live on the air.
Hey, what's going on? This is Brett Balenciaga.
Hi.
So, how you doing? To my understanding, I was I didn't know it was 5 years. I thought it was 7 years. And I'm just asking more or less. It's more or less. I was always told that it was like the impact that you made and just being, you know, the consistency being at the pinnacle of your category. You know, basically, if you say like the top five, you know, twisters or the top five, you know, you could definitely be on the list or, you know, having those up the year. A question I had to Tony is how are the panel of, you know, icons selected? How is that selected? Because the names, I guess, like,
I mean, the way I do it, once they gave me the names, I'll call every icon that is icon. Some of them I got to, some of them I did not get to. You know, it's okay. just like the ballroom days, just like the rules and stuff last year. They had me doing all that. Larry Abbott started pushing it out there. I went ahead with it. It'd be so and this is real. It'd be so much disrespect and so much shade amongst the icons that, okay, Tony's doing this. No, I'm not. I took it, and I'm just trying to change it and trying to help. It's not like I go to all of my icons. Every icon said, not one icon get on this phone and say I did not call them and ask them their opinion about anything that goes on inside this ballroom scene. You know, but at the same time, you got me as being an icon, Stuart, me, it's still about a girlfriend thing. I got the votes. It's still about a girlfriend thing.
Your biggest thing on Saturday was it was like certain things happened during the ball, but, you know, I feel like you need to start calling people on it. I mean, and I know you don't want to be the bad guy. I understand your angle because it's like people start shading your house and stuff like that, but it's certain things that happened on Saturday and, you know, nobody wanted to call people on it. I mean, it was a lot of I don't want to say a lot, but it was definitely some foolishness going on in these panels and stuff like that. But people start calling.
Yeah, but look, if I do that, what's going to happen? I'm not going to keep getting in fights. I'm not going to keep getting into arguments because everyone knows I have a quick temper, and I'm not going to take a bunch of stuff from the disrespect. You know, it's
all about
just
the way you go about things. It's all about your approach. I mean, you know, but yeah, I understand the disrespect going on.
I think 5 years is too short. I think it should be 8 years to 10
years. 8 years. I mean,
just like Stuart said. And me and Stu have been best friends for years, and I listened to what Stuart said. Once I said Stuart, 5 years is outrageous. He said, Tony, 8 to 10 years. And you should make it, just like you said, it should be an impact. As soon as a category, it's just like if you think of Oway. If you think of Oway, who comes to your mind? The list of people comes to your mind.
Even if it was 5 years, wouldn't it be like 5 years of turning it, like consistency? Not just 5 years walking, because you could start off, you know, you could be walking 4 years, you were trying to find categories and getting chopped and shit and all the other stuff. Looking at, like, wouldn't it still be the consistency?
Vote on what you're saying, consistency. And you should be known, make an impact, and all of that. And just like Nicole said, they have a child mind. Should not be legendary also. All that stuff should be counted into once you say yes or no. All that should be counted for.
I'm not going to hold you a lot. I know you're going to have a lot more callers, but, you know.
Yes. Thank you. Okay. Hold on.
Kelly.
I'm here. Yes.
Let me make a comment real fast. This is Rodney. Okay. Tony, can you hear me there?
Okay.
Yeah.
I'm going to take you back for a minute because when you said, you know, like you told me at the ball, that because I have a voice in the ballroom scene that I need to start saying, doing what you and Stuart and James are doing as well because my voice is being heard. But when we walked, when James and I walked the category in Chicago at the Escala Ball, and the category was Legendary Realness, call out who you don't think is legendary. And I am me. I'm a Legendary Realness all day. I walked the category. I stated my names. And after that, certain houses that I'm close with, or my father and my uncle and all those people, because I call their house names, they call the iconic mothers and fathers, and they and y'all call me, you know, saying scrutinizing me for calling the kids' names. But if it's my category and I feel that way, and you telling me to have a voice and to speak up and don't be fake about it, but then you know, Selvin, James, you, all y'all calling me, telling me not, you know, saying that's not right. How do what am I supposed to do?
I'm gonna answer that. Hold on, Tony. Rodney, cut the bullshit out. I called you at that time because I didn't know exactly what the category was calling for or what, or anything about that. I called and asked you, so don't get up on this motherfucking radio show and start talking about people calling it iconic friends. I'm saying the icons called me,
not iconic friends. I'm saying the icons called me, which the icons are telling me to step up and speak out. But the icons called me to tell me, you know what I'm saying, to voice that opinion to me.
Nobody never knew at that time what the category was calling for. Nobody never knew that. When people was calling, was talking about it, they were saying what you just said. But nobody didn't know anything about what the category was calling for until I called you and told you about it. So I don't know about, I don't think it was a host of people that even called with that issue or with that concern. I called you and asked
you. No, it wasn't just you, James. It was three icons that called me, and because it was, I talked to Tony, I talked to Selvin, I talked to you. So I'm like, if James and Tony and Selvin, they all tell me to step the game up, you know, say, voice my opinion. I've been out there, they see me work, they know what I do on the runway and everything. But then I get scolded for doing something.
I have a question to ask you. Did you win that night?
Yes, I did.
Okay, you won that night. Did you win in Saturday?
No, I didn't.
Okay, didn't you feel some type of way?
No, because I was walking against people that really, the ones that I lost to and the people that won were people that I respect for the category and they are legitimate legends and icons.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Well. Okay. On a lighter note, we got to get back to the topic and we're going to definitely get to the recap of the DF4. You know, we have time. But on a lighter note, honey, well, on a higher note, honey, coming your way October 15th, okay, in Richmond, Virginia, my legendary sister, Mother Jasmine Couture, presents the Collections Ball. And she's going to have two grand prize categories, okay, that night. One category is the House Grand March for $5,000. Whatever house can bring the best grand march to life. The second category is going to be $10,000 for the house with the most trophies. And that's going to be in Richmond, Virginia, on October 15th. And the doors will open up at 11 o'clock, and every category is going to be had. Whether the commentators is there at 12 o'clock when the ball starts, I'll be there, and the ball's going to start at 12 o'clock. So, girls, don't gag. Okay, now back to the topic. Hold on, we have another caller. The next caller we have is 973-277. You're live on the air. You're live on the air.
Am I on the show?
Yes, hello.
Turn your computer down.
What's up?
Who is this?
This is James.
Okay.
This is who?
The next caller is 443-220. You're live on the air.
Hello?
Hello? Yes, you're live on the air.
What's up? This is David Illuminati.
This is who?
Hi, everybody. David.
David. Hi, David. How are you?
What's going on, David?
Not much. I missed the ball this weekend, but I want to call in and say I heard about people got dated and everything like that. And I want to say congratulations to him here for getting his legendary status and everything like that. And pretty much I agree with what's going on so far in the conversation about the legendary status, that walking a certain amount of years and things like that. But my only issue, like I said from the beginning, is a lot of times people overlook, and I feel as though a lot of people walk and do their thing. And as far as Econ, I don't know what he's done, because he's done it in another region, so how could I say he's not a legend? You know what I mean? So I don't know. I mean, that's what I'm on, two cents in that. That's pretty much it.
David, I understand what you're saying, and I agree with what you're saying. But why, it's just so funny how people are that, and that's why the other callers that get on there and say, they understand why I won't go out there, Kelly and Nicole, because people, and this is some real shit, people only say people not legendary where they know that the person is not going to step to them. You know, but y'all know deep inside who's not legendary, but y'all won't say their names. Y'all won't say that name. Y'all won't say their names because they your girlfriends. So therefore, that goes for all of us. That goes for all of us. Ain't none of us keeping it real. Okay?
I mean, I look at it like this. Like, a lot of people, like I said, are legendary for their category. They walk, they do. Like I said, I'm legendary. If I walk in Detroit, I may not know who's legendary in Detroit, but they're legend, and that's why I'm going to be rambling. You know what I'm saying? So
that means if they legendary in Detroit, that means they are a local legend.
I'm not saying like that. I'm saying if they're a legend. Like, say, for instance, like, if I go to Detroit, I've never been to Detroit yet. If I go to Detroit and someone's on the mic and he's saying this person's legendary, this person is, I'm going to assume that there's a regular legend all the way around. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Because I'm not going to know if they're local or how they're looking at it. So, I mean,
but
how
a
lot of people became legendary, too, because of that. Like,
David?
So I'm going to know my hello?
I feel like this. Well, as a legend, we all should know who each other are. Who
right.
is legend.
True,
is the
true.
Class. Whether we go to another state or not, you know, we got YouTube, we got DVDs and stuff like that. We have to become
right.
familiarized with the people that's supposed to be in this quote-unquote elite club, you know.
That's your call.
Yeah, and if somebody, the reason why you can't hear Tony, whoever's by a computer, father, is that you or anybody by, y'all need to move away from that computer because it's repeating the conversation.
I'm not bothering you.
So James, let me because we talk about a lot of stuff, about a lot of individuals
yes.
and all of that.
Yes.
How your opinion is about that 5 years?
About okay.
I don't think 5 years is long enough.
Wait a minute. Not let me tell you about the 5 years. Now, in the beginning, I was in agreement with the 5 years because 5 years is a long time. You know.
Yeah.
And like I told you earlier on the phone, especially for my class or whatever like that, it wasn't a lot of years before we became legendary, but a lot of the balls were spaced out and far in between. And then we were teenagers battling adults who were already legendary. So now, the times have changed, and because everybody is so stuck on, like Kelly said earlier, about being a legendary stat, gaining a legendary status, we have to raise the bar a little bit higher. So like I told you earlier, 7 or 8 years, yeah, we can raise the bar to 7 or 8 years, 7 or 8 years to 10 years now because, you have them. It's so many balls now, it'll be too easy for everybody to become legendary. Then it's like, well, who do you have to battle left? Who's left to battle? We don't see any new blood coming out. We don't see any new excitement coming through because everybody is screaming legend. Legend used to be a very elite club. And it was very selective people that was able to get into this club, but those people worked for what they did. I remember sitting on the sideline waiting, one day to be legendary. I can remember we was at Paris Supreme Ball in 1991, Tony, and me and Damien were sitting next to each other, and Damien had a trophy and I didn't. You gave me Ray. You wish one day that you would get one of these and then you'll be sad like us.
ever since then,
That was a low blow.
But you know what?
But that's why he's telling the truth, because that's how hard it would be.
But you know what? I remember back in the days when I was out and I was a young little butch queen. Okay, I never wanted to be legendary. My goal was I needed to get up to gear. Not everybody wants to be legend.
I know that was just funny. What Father just said, that Tony said to him, I was on the pier. It was 1994. Curtis Ebony was passing out the Ebony flyer, and I walked up to him and I said, "Can I?" He said, "What the fuck are you talking about? You don't walk fucking balls." And
right.
I had been hitting balls. This is how it would have been now that y'all putting these rules in there. Nobody wants to be the bad guy. Nobody wants to tell no one. I don't see that.
Listen. I will tell you, because I really don't give a fuck. You understand?
Oh, shit.
And I would tell anybody that I felt like they wasn't legendary. And that's not me being fierce. That's my opinion. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
And like how we did the vote and everything. I voted no for a lot of people, and I voted yes for a lot of people. But I'm just one vote. You know what I'm saying? Just because that's just like somebody saying, "Oh, I don't see God Bless the Dead. I don't see Danielle over Octavia. God Bless the Dead." But you had Danielle fans and you had Octavia fans. Everybody's gonna have an opinion. Now, what happened this past weekend at the D-Up Bowl and everything like that? Those children were deemed legendary, whether all of us agree with it or only half of us agree with it, whether the ball is with it or not. Okay, fine. It's sad. So we have to respect that. Like y'all said earlier, Tony said something about the old school and stuff like that, and Kelly made a point about the new school. Well, somebody, I don't know if it was Kelly or another caller that said something about the new school. We do have to respect the new school, and we do respect the new school. We need a little bit of respect back from the new school as well. Now, me personally, I don't really have a problem with the old school or the new school. You know what I'm saying? I get along with everybody as best of my ability. And I try to tell everybody, you know, how it is and why, not to be upset and try to break it down for them to a level that they can understand. It is a little bit out of control, and if we stop giving out the statuses for the next 2 years, that's fine. That just gives people the drive and the initiative to really work for it. But what I really want is, now that all of these people have been deemed legendary, what are you going to do?
Now, okay, when me and James are on the phone, Nicole, David, and Kelly, I said, James, I take it back. Because of the fact that I had a lot of no's to a lot of yeses. And James said, "Dad, no." He said, "Father, you cannot do that because you already did it." He said, "We already did it, and we have to. We have to leave it. We have to leave it." And then I also said on my status that nobody's going to get deemed. Now, I put that on Facebook. Nobody's going to get deemed no time soon until we, as icons and top legends, to get this shit straight.
Hey.
Okay, and what about the fact that, like you said, okay, Father, you said that you didn't see a lot of people. Tony, you said earlier that a lot of people didn't get back to you as far as y'all communicating amongst each other and being able to have everybody vote on it also being done. That should also be fixed. Instead, like if you don't speak to James or Con or James icon, I don't think that everybody should just move forward and just disregard the other icon because they're because you don't know why one that they didn't get back to you. You don't know what could be going on. And then it's next week, and it's all right. Well, I didn't speak to her. Okay. So
Nicole, let me say this to you. And you've been my granddaughter for years. I spoke to James Corn. I spoke to James Icon. And you know what I told them both? I said, "Y'all making it easy, but them motherfuckers are being shady to your houses concerning votes. It was being shady to my house. It was being shady to the house of Icon. It was being shady to the house of Corn when it consists of their votes. Me, I'm going to do just like everyone was saying last year, the year before. Let's do whoever gets the votes. That's who." I said,
"It's
James.
Tony.
And I said,
Tony.
That's
James.
But Tony, you know what? I don't give a fuck about the motherfuckers being shady to my motherfucker house because I'm going to deem who the fuck I want to deem when I get ready to deem them. Just for them being fed and being shady to my house, then what bitch in the fucking thing going to do something? Since they want to be shady to your house, the house of Icon and the house of Con, and I told you that. They're being shady for fucking no reason. Because a lot of these motherfuckers
half of the ass houses can't take the houses. So I'm going to deem who the fuck I want to deem when I'm ready to deem them just for them fucking with me.
And see, and I feel the same way that James feels. You know what I'm saying? Because, I'm not shady to anybody's houses. And y'all know this. And Nicole, you know this from being in the House of Icon. And Tony, you know this from me being a Revlon. I'm not an ass kisser and I'm not a proud pleaser. My hands don't bleed for nobody. Okay. I don't have to shake your hand and sit around you and smoke weed and drink with you for you to give me your vote or one of you see one of my children. Let me tell you something. My children, we have been in the game. The House of Icon itself has been in the game for 11 years. Most of the children from the House of Icon has come from another house where they were already doing what they were doing. Y'all talk about all of these breaks and stuff like that, but most of my children, whenever they walk, damn near they always won, especially the femme queen, okay? So I'm not even worried about them not being deemed and stuff like that, like I heard. And I'll say it on the radio, and Tony, I'm sorry. Like, y'all gave Rhonda stress. Rhonda is motherfucking undefeated sex time ring from the days of Revlon to the days of Icon and walking new face, one new face of the year, 2004. Danielle has been walking performance and realness from the House of Revlon to the House of Icon and has been winning. Yeah. Danielle St. Clair Icon has been walking sex time ring. Her and Dawn made Junior sex time ring hot. You understand
what
I'm saying? From Kiana, from Boo Boo Kiana, from Jersey Kiana to Kiwi, they used to be Milan's and Jordan's and everything else and St. Clair's, and they was winning in. I don't, you know what I'm saying, and people want to be shady, but those three girls already got their status, and I don't care what anybody said. Those three are already legendary realness. Danielle is legendary sex Irene, and Rhonda is legendary sex Irene, because you got a lot of people out here that you are giving titles to and stuff like that, and it's not a tit-for-tat thing for me because I'm fear, because if you notice at a ball, I sometimes don't even go up from my house. I go up for another house because fear is fear. I even called Tony. I was like, Tony, did they nominate Jerome Balenciaga? He was like, no, and I was like, I'm not sure if he's already legendary, but if they didn't, I think that's kind of shady. You understand what I'm saying? Like, people that I know, and I sit there and I watch, and I go to everybody's ball when I can, and I don't fly. I drive everywhere. So I know, if I don't know your name, I know your face. I know how long you've been out. I know how long you've been walking. I know when you've been turning it and stuff like that. No shade to Boogie Revlon, and I love Boogie and everything like that. Boogie made legendary realness with a twist. Damn, the twins didn't even get legendary schoolboy realness. You know what I'm saying? Like, come on. You gotta look at the whole picture. And Nicole, you're right. We should wait until we get every single body's vote because that may make a difference. You know
right, because it's always, you feel like you're not a part of it, and then that's not fair because now you said chop them, right? Y'all saying chop them. So wait, y'all sitting and making a panel that y'all don't get in contact with everybody, so when James don't see it and he says he didn't want it, he chops them. He's chopping them still to the vote that y'all made them legendary to.
Wait a minute, Tony. James Carr might not just be chopping them because they're legendary. He might really be chopping them because he don't see them. He probably was chopping them before they even got the title legendary.
Who is this?
It's his father. Who is this?
I mean, who's at the talk?
That's
James.
Well, everybody's on here, James. James.
Oh, he sounded totally different. Your voice is real deep. That.
Oh, shit.
My voice is deep tonight, and you are clearly speaking well.
So, James, this is to James Caan, Tony Revlon, and James Icon. This is Rodney. So, you guys are saying, as far as, and Jay, Ronnie, you guys are saying that as far as the voting process, that the shame for the no's and the yeses is coming from the other how icons that are voting.
I don't know who's doing it because we didn't.
I mean,
because
the icons are the only one voting. The legends are not voting. It's just the icons.
But listen, when we did the vote, this was a secret ballot. The only person to know is Tony. And Tony is not, and I swear to my mother's soul, Tony is not telling
me. But that's the problem. That's the problem. It's secretive. We need to get out of being secretive.
It's not secretive because we're all a voting. I don't need to know your vote, Kelly. You vote for who you vote yes or no, and I vote yes or no. I don't think that Tony is flipping the votes at all. We'll be able to tell if the votes were flipped.
Let me tell you something. James, Nicole, Kelly, other James. Let me tell you, if I was switching these motherfucking votes, half of them Danielle's, Rhonda's, and all of them will be legendary. It's a lot of people that I felt that should have been,
that wasn't. It's a lot of people that was that I don't even fucking know.
Okay, well, so you've been there forever. You've been there forever, father. You've been at every ball. James, I've been there. So guess what? They say no. Y'all been there. Y'all know. Y'all the Mecca, and then it's still no?
But see, now what we need to do, we need to come to a round table where we're face-to-face, and we can debate this out. And so we can stake the claim for whoever it is. And I go to bat for anybody and anybody about. Like, most of the people that I heard was deemed legendary. Congratulations, because most of y'all do deserve it. And the ones that I thought didn't deserve it, now only thing you got to do is just show us why you feel like that you should hold this title. That's it. Like Marquise, take a page out of Marquise's book. No shade to Marquise or nothing like that. When Marquise was first deemed, I didn't think that Marquise should have been deemed. But you know what he did? Marquise came to every ball at that point and rocks off every ball. I have no choice but to respect his status because he showed me that with just the title alone, I gotta take it up another level. So I'm going to take it up another level. He took it up another level, and he's still taking it up another level. So everybody that was deemed legendary in the past year, 2 years, last night, the other night, just take it up a level. Make us know it because I'm going to applaud you anyway because I liked you before you were legend.
And also Nicole Kelly and everyone else that was on, what I said to James Icon, I said, he is the only one, him, Andre, that's Icon, that have never took a break. They have never took a break. So when James talks to me and I ask him questions, one thing about we might be at each other next or something happened, but we keep it real with each other. With each other. And like, and just like he said about Rhonda, yes, I'm not going to lie. Everybody said no. But what I did, I made her a part in it. Because people need to, Icons need to also remember, these, and just like Jane said, and I'm not being favoritism. And I felt some type of way when all of them left my house. But they come from my house. They was walking and went as a R.E.V.,
Right, and when Tony told me,
James, if the House of Icon be out for 11 years, my house been out longer than the House of Icon, they was in my house 4 or 5 years then. So therefore, being shady, for anyone, and this is no shade, for anybody to say who is Rhonda, that was just being shady.
Right.
That's what I'm saying from the great beginning.
And like I said, when Tony told me that happened, I didn't even read. Did I read? The only thing I said was,
no.
Send me a list. Send me a list of who would. That's all I said. I didn't read because you know what? You don't have to, especially with my kids. What I teach them is don't nobody make you. You make yourself. So that's my thing to everybody out there. Don't worry about all of this legendary shit and what house you in and stuff like that. You make your motherfucking name. You do what you're supposed to do, and it will shine through. You understand what I'm saying? Like, I know that even, like, the little child Cassandra Ebony, I know she be feeling some sort of way about a lot of stuff that goes. She's young, you know what I'm saying? She feels she deserves it. Cassandra rocks socks from state to state, and has been doing it for quite a bit of time. Grand prize, money, everything. You know, don't worry about it. When it's time for you to come, your boom will be bigger than everybody else's. You know what I'm saying? You just got to wait. You know, it's just all about time. And I know it is. For some people, it feels unfair. Don't get me wrong. I know the feeling. It feels unfair. Shit, I remember winning Realness of the Year in 1993. I didn't win Realness of the Year again for 10 years. I felt some sort of way. You know what I'm saying? And I was winning, still winning, beating grown men, you know, and everything like that. But I won 1 year, didn't win again for 10 years. What? You know what I'm saying?
Like,
you gotta get out there. You know what I'm saying? And even when they put me in the Hall of Fame or when they call me an icon, and Tony will tell you, Nicole will tell you, I don't. It's a title, and I'm humble about it, like Tony said about Paris and stuff like that. But you know, Tony is my father. Danielle and Stewart were my mothers, and Joe LaBeza was my mother. You know what I'm saying? Who am I to sit next to them? You know what I'm saying? And stuff like that. But, you know, this is what you want to give me. I'll take it humbly and stuff like that. But, you know, I feel like I'm just legendary.
No, but one thing, James Icon and I His opinion means a lot. Regardless of him being my son, like Jay Blonick's opinion means a lot to me, man. Rodney's opinion means a lot to me, too. All their opinions means a lot because of the fact that I raised them. And they know if I'm asking them something, they're going to keep it real. They're going to keep it real because if they're not, I'm going to let them, like, all right, come on, y'all carrying on. No, so therefore, when I call James and we on the phone, I text him, text James call, we talk about it and all that. But one thing, me, James Icon, and James call, the shade is always gonna be there. But we as icons, we can't let them make us break the rules.
Right,
you
exactly.
Know? You know, we
exactly.
Can't make...
So that means I'm going to be the bad guy.
Wait, Nicole and James. This is going to my brother James Collin because I know his feelings hurt and all that. It's just like it's other people in my house that should be legendary. They chose Boogie. They go by. James Collin, just let it be. You know, and because if we do what we want to do, we're not setting any example. We had rules.
I'm paying it.
We had rules. We go by that rule, and everybody's time is gonna come. And when that time comes, their time is gonna come. It's just like James Icon said about Marquise. When Marquise been walking and walking and walking, and he used to say, "Father," no, he said, "Pop." They're not getting up. Their time is going to come, Marquise. Believe me. And I told all my children that. Just pay it because of the fact. And I told James Icon, Rodney Malone, Man Prodigy, all my children and my house children. Fuck what the judges say. It go by what the crowd says. Because
exactly.
You have more people in the crowd than
exactly.
You have on the judge panel. So if I lose and that crowd give me a standing ovation, I don't give a fuck about that trophy. I won.
I turned it. That's a monument moment. You know, I turned it. And that's what I said to everybody else. I turned it. So, Kelly, what's up with this weekend?
Rodney, what's up with this weekend? I wasn't at the ball. I ain't going to no balls this summer. I'm on vacation for the summer. I'm taking a break.
What are you talking about? Didn't you just hear what they said about breaks? You're carrying on.
Kelly, you went to the ball in Connecticut, right?
Baby, yeah, I went to the ball in
Connecticut. Now you taking a break?
But I'm taking a break, Mistake Bro. You like, you know the girl, child, I can take a break, Nicole. They don't see me as a legend anyway.
Girl,
so I can
child. But that's a whole new different
ain't
conversation.
No,
Rodney, give us the
no,
recap,
only,
please.
No, I don't wait. Hold on. I'm being real, honey, because you know I'm being real, honey, okay? And I know how to read in between
the
lines.
But that goes back. That's a contradiction because
it goes back to the
same thing that they're saying about them not being seen. I don't want to talk about that because you're being crazy.
No, let her finish.
Let
me finish. I'm being
don't
real,
listen to
man,
her far,
I know,
but I'm telling
I know,
you, Kelly
no,
is
no,
carrying.
No, let's
so,
be real, okay? Let's be real, okay, bitch? I know how to read in between the lines, honey. Last year before the Legends War, and Tony came on the radio show, he was talking how he was talking. The girls was hitting Tony up because they didn't see me as legendary, and they wanted my motherfucking status, mistake. So let's be motherfucking real, bitch. I'm being real, bitch, and I'm always
right.
Been real.
Yeah,
bitch, I don't
fuck you okay. Okay, look, Kelly, let me ask you this. Was you at the Legends Ball?
I was perched at the Legends Ball.
Okay, I'm not finished. That's question number one. Did anything happen to you at the Legends Ball?
No. Okay, go ahead, please.
So number three,
isn't
that
the picture with you and her with the fur coat?
Yeah, and then
okay, so we're touching a conversation that doesn't matter. Didn't you say
well,
they just threw James
okay.
to James Icon?
Yes, okay, well,
you
okay.
said they threw James to you, shade to you. James Icon, you said you say they threw shade to them. It doesn't matter. You still do what you do and say they could take whatever the fuck they want. They get father said taught me up, bitch. You could take y'all could take whatever. Y'all can't take who I really am though. That doesn't matter.
Okay.
So it don't matter.
Okay, well, okay,
now, Rodney.
Gonna talk about. I don't know how long. I don't know. Wait. Okay. Hold on.
I don't know how long Tony's going to be around because, you know, we're about to get into the gossip and the juicy. You know, Tony's not into all of that. So let me get into it. Let me get straight to the point before Rodney get into the ball, okay? I got a video. I got this video from this. I got this video of the Butch Queen of Drag, India Balenciaga. Mistake. She don't have to have so much meat like that. This Butch Queen is sucking her cock down. Mistake, girl.
Oh,
she's hold on, wait. I'm not finished. I'm getting my gossip and my dirt. I got a lot of gossip and dirt before we get to the ball. This is Messy Mondays and the recap show. Mistake, that she is busting all of this child's mouth.
Well,
I have
could you do that
mistake.
After?
It's like, hold on, no, I'm doing it first. It's like 8 minutes long, Miss Thing, and I don't know what in the hell possessed Stephanie Ebony to go down there to North Carolina and steal a pack of donuts out the hotel gift shop and get locked up, and she's in jail, Miss Thing, and her bail is $1,500 for a pack of $2 donuts. Yes.
Hamburg,
she's in
butter?
Jail, Miss Thing. I got her I got her mugshot picture and everything. She got a $1,500 bill, Miss Thing, for a pack of donuts at a hotel gift shop.
That's not funny. No, it's not, Barbara, because she could have been hungry. And that's not you laughing. It was no burgers. It was a donut. She ate it.
Miss Thing, well, she gagging now because she's
and you know what they said? Yeah, now Stephanie stole the donuts, and she's locked, and Miss Thing is on the thing with Thing, and guess what? They will be mothers and fathers. They will end up being a mother or a father somewhere. This is how this is end up going. This is why people with no class or anything, you just give that out.
You know what,
can I say one thing, Father? Are y'all going to, me and all of y'all here on the phone, and y'all say y'all never ever at the table, the 8 to 10 years, is it stamped? Or are we going
to... We're not talking about that anymore. We went past that. We were talking about that.
I don't want to hear about somebody talking. I don't want to hear about
Nicole,
a fucking Stephanie Queen
Nicole,
trade.
Nicole.
Wait, wait, what are you about India's trade so far? But no. All right, I'll mute the phone.
Nicole. Next subject.
Okay. Yeah, Miss Stephanie put
you
in the chat room, Miss Thing, girl.
Kelly, I'll let me interrupt you because you know me. I'm going to go off because I'm going to get off the phone because they're going to talk about the recap and then about the ball, and then everybody's not going to keep it real about the recap. So my thing is to
could you give us a recap, Dad?
So my thing to all of y'all is going to be that the 5 years...
Grandpa, you
no
running nowhere. You was at that recap.
No, my question is, I really need to know this. James, Icar, all of y'all, is the 5 years is finished with?
Yeah.
Okay. Yes. Okay. No one's being deemed no more until another year or two.
Ooh. We can have a conversation. We'll have a conversation
with all of us. Tony.
Yes.
What is the when are you going to let this ball this year?
You be trying.
before y'all go and back to the ten years, I got two names that I forgot about. Okay, before y'all go back to the 10, Mother Cat Eyes Mizrahi and Trigony 007 Khan Mizrahi or whatever, how she in this week.
A what?
This week.
Say what?
Oh, wow.
But Tony.
Yeah.
We need to make a decision while we have everybody on the phone, and we're going to check with Stuart and Andre. Do you want to do what for the people that really should have been down? We put our heads together, try to get in contact with as many people we can between Fred of the Chanel Ball or Jasmine, because those probably going to be the next two big majors.
Definitely.
Mm-hmm.
I agree.
I think we should, maybe the people, I think it needs to be one of those two balls.
James, it could be Labor Day weekend, it could be Jasmine Control Ball, and my vote, I can say right now, is going to be all no's.
Okay, well, we'll have a conversation about that because the Chanel Ball is a legendary ball, and it's an iconic house, you know.
This is so nice with y'all and your communication, but see, y'all should go to the table.
Wait a minute, Nicole, and then, you know, we did say before that we would only deem people at legendary balls, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
So that's it. I kind of agree. I agree with James Caan, but we can discuss about that further with everybody else and get everybody's opinion on that. You know.
No, because this is Kelly, because this is Kelly's show, and the topic is a very serious topic, and Kelly's a money maker, so Kelly could pay for extra hours. You know, let's not do this private, because the people.
No, but we already have the extra hour.
Okay. So let me ask you. Is me, you, James? Is Jay still here?
No, so, Jay's not there.
We need the others,
Andre,
as well. Andre, we need Stuart. You know, we need Dre. We need all of the other icons to sit down and discuss this. You know what I'm saying? However we can discuss this so we can come to a complete agreement. And, you know, like we've been doing the votes, majority rule. We need man, you know, majority will rule. On if we will deem anybody else comes to the Chanel ball, and then we have to also get in contact with the Chanel to see if that's all right with them too, because this is their ball.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
You know.
But
one thing I will say,
Jay, because we talked about Cassandra, I did send a message to Cabbage Ebony, because he was at McDonald's at that time, and he was on the phone, and he said, I will call you back, and then I even texted him and said, Cabbage, do not forget to send me the Ebonies that y'all feel should be legendary. And it goes back to what James Icon said about Cassandra also, and that's with everybody, and this is no shame. That night when I got off there, we walked off there, so many people came to me and said, what happened to Cassandra? I said, the evidence didn't send me no names. And who I spoke to was Cabbage. You know, and Cabbage could verify that. You know, I even called Cabbage.
That's what I mean by the lingering names of people if the crowd become up, especially people that you got a relationship with, and
right.
You mention that, that is definitely somebody, what I meant by,
amen.
You know, lingering. Somebody
right,
that should have
exactly.
been done, but we're not going to say it was overlooked. We just say that, you know, it was forgotten or it wasn't, didn't meet the deadline. But that's definitely
right.
somebody that's not questionable, because I don't like Von Quinn, but I like her. And I
right,
think,
exactly.
you know, as many years I've been watching her, she has really, really done her thing, and I think she's a person that's lingering or that was forgotten about.
How long has Cassandra been in the ballroom scene?
Oh my God!
Since like 2001, 2002.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, because she used to be a Revlon also,
Dior.
Correct?
She was a Dior.
Mm-hmm.
She was a Revlon.
Mm-hmm.
She became an Ebony. You know, like
mm-hmm.
so. You know, and I can remember her from the clubhouse uptown and stuff like
mm-hmm.
that. Like she used to wear these dreads and everything. Like Cassandra has been out. Trust.
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah,
we talked about that there.
Yeah, I mean, when the person was vibing, and I said the same thing I just said to you, what I just said, that I did speak to, I sent it out to everybody, James and everyone that's on the
right.
phone, Roddy, both
right.
James, and I didn't get no replies from them, so I did what was the next, one thing I can say about Fred Chanel, I even called Fred Chanel, Fred, is there any people in your house you should be legendary? He said, hell no, and he left it like that. and then one thing I can say about Fred Chanel, I gave him names of people that's in his house that they sent. He said, no, father, none of them.
He knows. He's the father of that house. You know, like, I live for that. He gave hell no. Live for it.
Do we have any callers, Kelly? Or anybody
yes.
testing one? Or they just listening?
Who is
sleeping? I can let you know, remember. Anna Ebony is on the line.
Hello.
Hey, Tayana.
Hey, everyone.
Grandpa, didn't I just call you?
Wait a minute, Nicole. Wait. Who is breathing like that?
I just said that. I'm trying to hear the grandpa. I called you.
Right. I was like wondering myself.
That's not me.
And I just called him and told him I know that breathing anywhere.
That's
right,
I'm I'll tell you, it was really nice having fun. I really have fun with you.
I have fun with you, too, even though you threatened me crazy. But I just want to say this. Today is the 18th. Did y'all know 6 months from now y'all going to be having the same conversation?
Yes, we are.
So what's the point of keep on going through this?
Because you got to keep doing it until it's done right. It doesn't matter if you're going to do it 6 months. I got to keep doing it until we're doing right. That's what we do.
We're going to cut this shit.
But you can't cut it until y'all get it right.
We're going to get a solution, and we're going to stick with it.
There you go. Okay, then you're getting a solution.
Well, get that shit did right then.
Get that shit did right then.
Because I'm tired of this shit.
I'm tired of this shit.
You country as shit.
I'm tired of this shit. I'm tired of this shit.
But I really had fun with you. I really, really had fun because, I mean, with me and her, we kept the read so fun amongst both of us.
Yeah.
But that motherfucker.
It's supposed to be fun, fun competition. It shouldn't be the person getting mad, the first to want to fight, the first one make negative comments.
Right.
You can't win everything. If you're the only house at the ball, what competition are you
going to
have? How are you
going to
have fun just among your house? I mean, you
got to
share the love. It ain't the same.
Right. Everybody got to, can we all hold hands to sing Kumbaya?
So the recap, y'all guys was all there, James, Tony. Like, what would you say the North Carolina D-up ball gets? Like, what would you give their ratings? Tyana?
No.
Pass Rodney there. Stop Rodney. well, me and my father both have the same vote.
You're trying it, James. You're trying it.
That's why I did that, Nicole.
Okay. Well, you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to stick right under the bus. Okay. James said he gave the ball a 9 out of a 10.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Did Ivernia steal the runway?
You're going to get that T in, sis. You're going to get your T in. I'm going to fuck you up.
Did Ivernia do what?
Steal
the runway, or did he rent them the runway that he stole in Pittsburgh last week?
Oh, shit.
No, I think D.F. had to return there. They, you know, it's a federally funded organization, so they had to make sure that everything was turned back in.
So, no,
my
opinion did not get me. Rodney, what was your rating?
My rating,
and
first of all, that's not my name, Rodney. My opinion about the ball was the Ebonies and the Blondes. One, there was a tie. I think they had 8 trophies apiece. Came in, and the next people that came, the next house was the House of Revlon. I think the houses that attended there was dressed very nice. When they came, the Ebonies, whew. Ooh, I kept it real cute that night. It was a lot of ebonies, and a lot of Revlons. It was a lot of corn. You know, Rodney and his 10. I'm gonna give it an eight. Was because of the confusion on certain categories. I'm going to give it an 8 because of some of the judges. I'm also going to give it an 8 on the legendary categories. I'm going to give it an 8 on... One thing I could say, me and Marcus is not on me. Like, we don't like each other at all. But one thing I could say about him, he did try during each category they'll go by what the flyer said. But when people write flyers and do flyers, when you say in red, it's in red. No black, no purple, no green, no pink, or anything like that. I also would say this, that when people walk a category and
You have out. You have your houses making smart remarks and doing negative things. That could start a big, big fight at a ball. And this is no shade. This, you know, we don't want that anymore because the last one was really big and it was really out of control. So we don't want to get to that. We don't want to get to that level. And I'm also going to say that what I will give attention to is Jack. You know, he did, you know, whoever sent the message to Jack, he got on there, he apologized, and yes, I did hug him. We hugged for about 2 minutes, you know, but, you know, I have my opinion, he has his opinion, you know, and I thought, and everyone said that was the highlight of the ball. The category Vogue Femme was fucking outrageous.
It's always outrageous.
No. Jane, this time, it was outrageous. It was like 70 motherfuckers out there.
Like 70 motherfuckers. That it category, was 70. I don't know. It's a limited amount of people per house walking that category because it everybody. Is,
James, yeah. I'm telling you, I got off the panel and said I can't do this no more.
It takes so much time. Yikes.
Man.
Jeez Louise.
But my thing is Todd, who was that guy with you?
That was my house member, Marquise.
His attitude, I really love his attitude, and you know, I love his attitude. Me and him, it was like a kiki. He said something, but he said to Jack that I'm not Tony. I said back to him, I know you're not Tony because I would burn this whole motherfucking shit down.
Oh,
no. And okay. But you know, but I,
no, it, that is not how he said it.
Yes, he did. He got
up off the panel and walked over there to us and told us, "You damn right, because I would set this bitch on fire and walk the fuck up out of here." That's how he said it.
You need to stay out of North Carolina. Period.
Shut the fuck up, Barbara.
You need to stay out of North Carolina. Always.
But Sunset James, I'm not going to lie, his motherfucking mouth.
Which Marquise from Detroit?
Man,
yeah, from Detroit.
Yeah. You never set your ratings, Rodney. You never set your ratings. You told James.
I was waiting on everybody else who was at the ball. Tayana, what is your rating?
No, which your ratings?
Hold on. I'm going to go last, Nicole. Let everybody else go.
Well, man, I give it an 8 because of the judges. Because me nor Marcus is a very on-time person, and it didn't start.
Okay, Tayana, can you get Marcus on the phone? Because it's after 1 o'clock, so I cannot call nobody, and he's not on the phone line. He's trying to get on the
phone. Well, okay.
It was only an 8 because I wasn't there.
Okay. I gave it a 7. I gave it a 7. So that, I don't think that's bad, but Jane told me I'm cutting up. But I gave it a 7 because everybody knows what my alias is in the ballroom scene. Therefore, I'm wrong.
Marcus is live.
Okay. They only had beer and wine at the facility, and that didn't do anything for me. So I took a point away. Listen, I took a point away from that. I also, knowing Marcus, you know what I'm saying, we talk about everybody balls, being on time and doing everything. He started 10 minutes late, so I took a point away. I took a point away for that.
10 minutes?
And then my other point was because, like Tony was saying about the description of the categories and stuff, at one point the director of D-Up and Marcus, who, you know, Sam went through the ball and did the ball together. We're having like a little disagreement, so I took a point away from that. Other than that, everything else was nice. So that's where I got my 7 from.
You were drunk. How could you remember anything?
No, I'm never drunk.
I forgot about that. I took a point away. I give it a 7. Now, I forgot about Marcus and Dan was having a big problem.
Yes.
Hello.
Well, Tony, so, now you can't do that, Tony, because I already put your score on the board.
Y'all so are so in because those that is not the way y'all rated it because of Marcus and the child having an argument. We're talking about the categories. The ball.
No. Oh, Nicole. They're the promoters of the ball. So the promoters are having a look like a little, discrepancy of what the category calls for.
Well, Marcus
then,
is trying to say hello.
Go ahead,
Marcus.
Hello, everyone. First off, I want to thank everyone on behalf of the and the Carolina Care Partnership. We want to thank everyone for coming out to Charlotte.
Welcome.
We really do appreciate everyone coming. I would like to respond to a few of the things. Just for one thing, the House of Ebony actually won the most trophies with 10 trophies. So they won 10 trophies, and the House of Lion won 8, and then I believe the House of Revlon won 4 or 5.
We won six.
So congratulations to those houses. So congratulations to the House of Ebony, Blahnik, and Revlon. Especially congratulations to the House of Blahnik for the $1,000. The last thing I would like to respond to is in regards to the virgin categories. Typically when we write those categories, when the Carolinas, we start to put head to toe when we want someone to be in all red. So we are all, a specific entire color. So if you notice the awards ball flyer, if you notice the DL ball flyer from last year, we'll put in capital letters all. There was a discrepancy between Darren and I. Even some of his house members didn't bring it right, based on what he thought. And again, we want to apologize for that. I want to apologize to those that came to walk the category because honestly, that was basically our fault. And you should have not been chopped if the category, if I explain to you one way and another promoter explain to you another way, we have to kind of err on the side of discretion and allow that person to walk because they were given wrong information. Some of them probably was going to get shot for their Vogue or their runway anyway, but, they were kind of got eliminated before they ever got the opportunity. I want to thank everyone again for coming and being on their best behavior. There were little incidents, which when you have those amount of people in the building, to have no major incidents is definitely, no major arguing, no pushing, no fighting actually means a lot. And, on behalf of everybody, we really thank everybody for coming on their best behavior and, allowing us to be able to finish all the categories and Kelly giving away all the money. So, yes, we did.
Kelly, did you hear what Marcus said? He was addressing you, sis. Hello?
They gave away all the money.
Okay.
And he called every category, and no category was rushed. We finished 45 minutes early. I just encourage people in the future, in the Carolinas, if they say they're starting on time, we're probably one place that's really going to attempt to start on time because, we have a venue problem. We can't stay in there till 6 and 7 o'clock in the morning like other cities. So, we're trying to give you a nice place. So, please come on time. That's it.
Okay.
That's it.
Now, can you tell your girlfriend that?
My girlfriend was at the ball, actually. Okay.
Baby, I'm gagging, honey. I got 45 new friends requests. Everybody wants to see India's sex tape.
This is a
mess. Girl, you put it on Facebook, girl.
For a major ball, I'm gonna ask that, or in the future anything I have anything to do with, I'm gonna have three segments. Because when you do have 50 and 60 people walking categories and the judges aren't paying attention and they want to get up and they're tired, they want to take a break, it's not fair to those individuals that are competing, whether it's a free ball, a ball they paid $30, whether they're competing for $500 or $50. I really feel as though some of the judges could not, you know, their attention spans are short. And if your attention spans are that short, you should not ask to judge the ball.
Okay, excuse me. One thing.
Hold on, Tony.
That was crazy. That was some crazy ass shit. But if I feel like getting up and there's 70 goddamn runway kids, I'm going to sit my ass down there for 70 runway kids. I'm not going to sit my ass down there for 70 Vogue goddamn femme people that's not doing a new move. 20 of them have already got chopped. If that was not a new move, I'm not sitting down there for 70 Vogue femme.
Wait, hold on, because you know I'm a shit starter. Marcus, who called and asked to be on the panel?
Wait,
y'all, tell me before we go there. Out of the 10 years that I've been in the ballroom, it's nowhere possible, and I'm pretty sure Tony and everyone else can speak with this too. How in the hell can you create a new voguing move?
Not just that, but you know what he did just create? He created a three-segment ball that now that what Tony just said, it does not have to happen like that. And if you sit on the panel in the first segment, the second, if you see Vogue Femme, Father, James, Pop Jacques can get up, and you can come back to a category that you are, that your opinion really means something. So at the end of the day, now we just got a solution. We need to be on time because the ball may be a bit longer with a three segment so everybody can be fair and everybody don't have to be drained out. So,
right.
What's
right.
Juice? Ain't no juice.
Well, who asked to be on the panel?
Right. Who asked to be on the panel?
Tatiana, James, Marcus, both James, Kelly, Nicole, y'all all know 70 fucking Vogue films is going to drain y'all.
It's true.
It drains me. Right. But that's where you leave the kid. Honestly, it was between 70 and 100 people that walked Butch Queen performance for the $500. And my personal opinion, only 10 probably should have gotten 10. But the judges... You know,
Marcus, you avoided my question. Who asked to be on your panel?
Spill it.
Yeah, can we talk over? My
no.
house got a ball coming up. I'd rather not answer that question. But it's not that. I would be like this. Some people in an indirect way will ask, but some people have asked like, well, I would like to judge. It's a difference between you saying you're the head
of
your house.
Did a mother ask you that? Did any mothers ask you?
No, I'm not talking about mothers and fathers of houses. I'm talking about people who you really wouldn't necessarily see.
Okay, it don't matter then.
Let me say something, Nicole. Let me tell you, because I have spoken to mothers and fathers of a house. This is just out of respect for a parent. If I want Rhonda Icon to judge, I'm going to go to James Icon to ask him, is it okay for that individual to judge?
That's what you agree with that, Tony, that I think that if you have somebody and you having a ball, you should call the mother or the father and ask them, who would you like from your house to represent your house? Stop just putting people on the panel, because everybody in my house is not qualified to sit on the judge's panel, or do I want them on a judge's panel?
And then I'm a true believer of that, because I don't believe certain of my members should be judging because of the fact that they just should not be judging the ball right now, you know, and let them walk. Call me, because it's just like, James Carl said, I should always be on the panel. He said, I should always be on the panel. Like, I even had a meeting, and I asked my house that. I said, I need to take a break from the panel because I need to focus on my house that. They said, no, you need to be on the panel because of the fact how it's just so much shade, so much talk, what they talk about amongst each other, that it's just like someone telling someone, oh, you need to pick that member. Pick that one right there. Come on, if you're judging a board, you're supposed to judge who is the best.
You're supposed to judge right. Who's the best. It's just like me. I chopped four of my own children Saturday. I didn't give a fuck.
You did.
I didn't care.
I don't know them because I learned that from James and them. I don't do it because you have to be like that. And you have to be like, it's only right to not,
first
don't do that. And I
first
learned, and I, especially, so that's why I don't want to do it because
Nicole,
I don't want anybody to be mad at me.
And you know, Nicole will tell you, you come on that runway, I gave you that look. You better get off
right. When I had a child that come on the runway, Kelly will tell you, when before she made it down the runway, I grabbed her arm. Y'all not going to chop her. I'm going to do this right now. Here you go. It's not fair for us to allow them to do that and say we are mother and father. Kelly's right. I may not think he's, I know him personally. He's my child. I may not think he'd be on the bed. James is fierce. James, I call it. Let me tell you, sir, it's not good being in that school, babe. It's good, but you have to be really strong because
yeah.
You know that's the truth. Your parents will do you, bitch.
So Nicole, I have a question. So when the judges panel, because let's just be clear, there are some people that got chopped that did not deserve to get chopped. There are some people who got through that should have not gotten through. And I know everybody's response is going to be, that's been happening since day one. It is never, ever, ever going to change. What happens when you have a judges panel that's not really being consistent? I mean, because honestly,
mm-hmm.
I understand some people.
Can I answer that question for you?
If I was on the judges panel, there's no way in hell I would chop, you know, someone, you know, who's respect.
Okay. Well,
can I answer that question real fast
before you
go, Kelly?
Before you answer that question, Nicole, because, you know, how about, because, you know, I'm a bitch and, you know, I don't give a fuck, okay? How about a bitch's walking face and you clearly point out to the motherfucking judges that this bitch, hold on, that this bitch got this motherfucking big ass keloid that goes down from her motherfucking cheek down to her neck, mistake, and you clearly pointed to the judges and she still went over you.
I say, okay, I got to suggest.
I know who you're talking about, Kelly.
All right, wait, you can know in a minute,
Tyana.
I don't want to mismark this.
I'm talking about Madison LaCroix, now St. Clair, with a face over me last night in Connecticut, and I'm clearly showing the judges this big-ass keloid she got going from the side of her cheek down her motherfucking neck, mistaken. They still letting her win with this big-ass keloid that she be trying to cover.
I thought you were taking the break.
No, Miss say that she be trying to cover with those motherfucking chokers and those feathers that she always wearing on her neck.
Well, now we know that Madison has a keloid, but I got a question to answer to what you said. When that happens, how about this, Father James, Tony? How about if you have James one in, Tony and another, James Corn and another, man in the middle, how about y'all come to a collective vote when it's being shady like that? How about y'all adding that to the situation? When you see James, you looking at Tony. Tony looking at James Corn. Y'all sitting right there on this fucking panel, and y'all know that this is not supposed to go down. How about at them,
but
the
Nicole,
promoter?
Nicole, everybody has a favorite, including there's no shade.
Can I jump in for a second, Marcus? If the solution to a problem like that is, you are saying this, and this was your ball this past weekend, you noticed this, you are the promoter of the ball, you invited these people to be on your panel. If you seen that this action was going on, then at that time you were supposed to stop the ball and you're supposed to remove who you felt was the problem.
Then they're going to say he's trying it.
Well, if I'm trying it, what you can do is you can replace them with somebody else from that house or whatever like that to replace this person. It's still somebody on your house or whatever like that. You know, granted, whatever happened this past year with the icon ball, but any icon ball, and I'm at that panel, and everybody will know. You're not paying attention, I'm snapping my fingers. Listen, pay attention. Stop talking. You know what? Get up. You know what I'm saying? Because it's not, like you said, it's not fair that somebody has put their $30 in and has come to a ball to walk or whatever like that, and the judge is not paying attention or a judge is being shady and stuff like that. No, we're not going to have that. You know what I'm saying? You have to control the ball because it's your ball.
And I certainly understand that. I understand that, Father. But the problem there is that when you do something like that, honestly, I only notice it in North Carolina to where houses feel as though they have to judge both halves and, you know, they want representation up there all night and they you know,
right.
The order categories are just, that's the only place they complain. That's the only place they complain about where their table is. Maybe they hear it, but I just don't see it at other places. But the problem is that as someone like me who has no status, it's hard for me to be able to walk up to an icon who's at a ball or a legend and tell them, I don't think you're doing what I'm asking you to do. Because let me be clear. If I've explained to you the categories, I'm telling you this is what I told the person on the phone, and you're clearly disregarding what I said as the promoter and the person who wrote the category and said, well, this is what I take from it. I mean, at that point, you're just doing what you really want to do.
Exactly.
You know, at some point,
what you got to do for next year is when you are inviting people to judge your ball, you have to let them know that that comes with a sort of stipulation, and that is if you at any point during the ball that I feel that you're not doing that job, you will be asked to remove yourself from the panel. Agree with that? If they can agree with that, then it's fine. So once it happens, yes, people are going to feel like, oh, you're trying to, and yeah, they might try you because of who you are, but you'll have, and trust and behold, you will have people that is on that panel that will come to your defense. You understand what I'm saying? They'd be like, no, that's not right. Don't try to give him much because you're not doing a good job because I've seen you and I've been watching you. You know what I'm saying? I just didn't say nothing. It's his ball. Now that he's spoken up, somebody else will speak up as well. And we have to come to the point where at the end of the day, we're still adults. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, we take
well. I think, James, If you could take and ask these people to sit on your panel, the same way you ask them to sit on your panel
right.
is the same way you can remove them from your panel,
exactly.
whether you're a legend or an icon or whatever.
Right. But for Marcus, I understand what Marcus is saying about his place in a ballroom scene. You understand what I'm saying? But like I said, again, next year when you do this again, next year for your awards ball, you have to tell them that when you're asking them to judge the ball, if at any point that I feel that you are not paying attention or doing right by judging, I will ask you to remove yourself from the panel. Do you understand that? And can we agree on that? I don't want any problem, and it wouldn't be no shame when I ask you. I might whisper it to you. You could do it in many different ways not to cause a complication or go into any confrontation. You could whisper it in the ear or whatever like that, and you'd be like, you know what, I'm going to let you get off of the panel for a little while. I'm going to replace you with another house member. It's many different ways that you can do it, you know, but it's your ball. You have to control
it. Can I ask a second question? My follow-up question to that is if a category is like, let's say it's open to all realness for $1,000 or $500, right?
Mm-hmm.
And let's use a better – yeah, that's fine, open to all realness. And, Father, you have a pretty boy walk. The pretty boy wins one trophy, and then
mm-hmm.
there's the other house who they win schoolboy, and they have five schoolboys standing there.
Mm-hmm.
Do you feel as though it is fair that your house, your member has to sit – all five of those schoolboys, when they both did the same thing, he won a trophy and they won a trophy.
Right.
Should he have deposit all five of them to win the money?
Yes, he does. Let me tell you something. I can remember being at a latex ball in 1996, and I went over 13 people. Okay? And I had to knock down every ebony, and the final ebony was Dre. It was at least 10 of them. You have to.
Well, no. Not when it's one category. But let's just say it's versus.
Like they broke it up. They broke it up, right? They broke it up and then it came down to it's five schoolboys plus one pretty boy, but it's open to all. Once it's open to all, it's all fair game. Yes, he does have to battle because if he wins the money,
What about even an intensive category like performance or runway where you have to – it becomes physical? Because realness, I mean, you're basically standing there and you're talking.
Let me tell you something. It gets physical during realness. Believe it. It gets physical because when you're standing up there, y'all are popping a lot of shit to each other that everybody cannot hear. You know what I'm saying? And I don't get into all of that because I start to kiki. So, you know, but that's where you have to make the decision yourself. Listen, this is an open to all category. I got to battle fags, drags, and everything else or whatever like that. There is a chance that I might not win. Do I want to put myself through that? That's up to the person that walks. You put yourself on the firing squad once you enter into the battle zone. It's open to all. You know, so anybody can win. And anybody with his five people is you, the pretty boy. And Rodney has done it. Rodney has been the only thug. And he has won over Femme Queens and Butch Queens, and it'd be five of them down the line. I've won over Butch's, a trans man or whatever like that. It'd be five of them from one house, and I've won or whatever like that. And sometimes you win, sometimes you don't. Sometimes you might serve them all, and at the end, that final person might serve you. And, that's just the way the game goes.
Have you noticed that when that happens, though, like typically when you have to sit everybody, and let's say the commentator starts off with the person in their opinion they feel as though the weakest, they have the person, that one person processes that five, it goes to four. Then he processes another one, it goes to three. Then he got processes the two. And then in the last battle, he really didn't deserve to win. But because he said all those people, the judges give it to him anyway. Like, well, it's not fair, he just ran through everybody, and he got awarded the last battle, but... No shade. We're going to go ahead and give it to him anyway because he just did all the work. Like, he did the hardest work for
it. No, it shouldn't be like that. No, it should not be like that. If the final person wore you out, the final person wore you out. You know that you have to battle five people. There is no, you can never, like I always tell my kids and anybody else that I know, you can never give up. You got to go all the way to the end, and you got to put your best all the way into it, whether you're tired or not. Shit, on my own house, remember, Derek will be tired down, and I'm on that runway. Bitch, get up. Bitch, spin around, turn, twirl, whatever. You got to keep going. You have to. And that's how you become what everybody is striving to be, legend. Those are your moments, whether you win or not. Like Tony said, if the crowd turns around and gets ready, standing ovation and you lost, but you know you turned it. It gets down to it. No, the judges should not just give it to somebody because they just processed five people and, what, the last battle, he didn't do good, but I'm going to give it to him anyway. No, I don't think that should be go like that. You give it to the person that turned it out. Oh, well, if the person is tired, well, you should have took a break, should have said something.
Damn, tough crowd. Yeah, sorry. Well, that's the way
it's
tough life.
Gene
Davis said
it. For the ball like D up, it's an actual gift card. So, I mean, it's really difficult to split a gift card unless you can get somebody to give you the cash for it, you know.
It's hard to split up and stuff like that. But that's the chance that you take when you come and walk. It's not a guarantee that you're always going to win.
Shoot an arrow, and it goes.
So
hello,
tell me this, y'all. Can y'all tell me this? How can you split $250 off a gift card between 10 people?
I mean, I think that has nothing to do with the promoters or the people there. You should send them outside to discuss that at the nearest check cashing place. That has nothing to do with
it. Or your house has to make a decision. You know what? It's 10 up here. It's only one gift card. How do y'all want to do this? Are you going to go all the way and then y'all wind up battling each other?
Or they all get $25 a piece.
Yeah, but y'all can discuss that outside.
But y'all can discuss that while the category is going on. You understand what I'm saying? Like, the category is going on. You could, as a house parent, you can turn to your house and say, listen, it's 10 of y'all or whatever like that. What do y'all want to do? Do y'all want to send one out and one wins the grand prize? Or do y'all want to battle each other and so whoever wins, that's how it is? Or y'all want to take it as a house, take the $250 and go shopping or go get some food or whatever because y'all ain't going to do nothing with it anyway. You know what I'm saying? Because $250 goes in 2 seconds. You know what I'm saying? So,
especially can't wait.
I want to battle everybody, bitch. I don't fuck.
You want all the money.
You know what? I'm glad you guys are on that note. Can I make an announcement?
Go ahead.
On November the 12th in New York City, Veterans Day weekend, Father James and myself will be having a ball.
Yeah.
It is called What's in a Name? That's the name of the ball. And it goes with the saying that was just, you know, Marcus with the introduction. All the categories, there will only be one winner. No ticket as a house, no doing anything. If it's five people left and they're in the same house, it will only be one winner. If you want the cash, you will battle your house. You'll be making your name, not your house name. That's why we won't have any names on it. You won't immediately battle your house. You battle, you know, the other houses or whatever. But if it comes down to a point, when it's just say runway and it's three Revlons left, those Revlons will battle, so it will be a one winner. It will be Dominique Revlon, not the House of Revlon, because Dominique is making his name.
Majority of the house leaders these days doesn't like their houses to battle there because it becomes a problem within the house.
I think that's all about the teaching in the house. If your house has all that stuff going on, then you need to take care of it as the mother and the father. I think if we didn't have that, and we don't have that here, Carl. I definitely didn't have that. We didn't have that in iCar. That's not the way our father taught us.
As small as we as long
Hello?
As we are,
Hold on.
No competition between us. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like,
yeah, it's only going to be friendly house competition. Like, we practice
yes.
against each other and battle each other anyway at home, in front of the mirror. It's just going to be in a big platform with an audience and judges. At the Kiki Ball, at the Rumble Ball, we battle each other. You know what I'm saying? It's just, you know, having fun. At the end of the day, they still going to be the same house when they leave. And I know a lot of houses, even my house I was in, we don't battle, but everybody has gotten to the spirit of knowing that at one point in time you will battle each other so you can have your own name. But and I do want to tell you a couple of the categories that we have. Grand prize is Team Realness. Grand prize is Team Realness for $1,000. Two people, one male figure and one female figure, one legend and one non-legend. So pick your partner wisely.
Yes.
And you're going on a night on a town. It's not a regular. I see you at the bar. Oh, it's a legend sitting over there. Let me ask him to walk with me. You come out with blue jeans and a Tim's and a wife beater, and y'all a couple. Not going to happen. It's a night on a town, whether you're going to the 40-40 club, whether you're going to the opera, whether you're going to the Grammys.
After
party. Look,
after party,
bro.
You know, you gotta
right. Very, very, very nice night.
You
know, and that's the grand prize.
You want to wear a gown, that's up to you. You want to wear a gown, that's up to you. You want to wear a fab pair of jeans with a fab pair of shoes, a fab sneaker, a fab blazer, a fab glasses, that's up to you. But you better look good because you won't even make it to the judges if you don't look good.
That's the grand prize, Team Realness, like one legend, one non-legend, one female figure, one male figure. So you guys definitely, there's a lot of people out here that's been walking lately. A lot of people want to walk. Also, the mini grant is open to all runway. For $500, it would be the women, the big, tall, small, all the legends will battle each other. All American legends, European legends, drag legends, all the legends will battle each other. Too. There's only one legend. And at that time, like Tony and Jay said, if they walk in, if they feel like the legends are not there, tonight you got James and Rodney there. You can dispute it, send them on their way, do whatever you feel necessary. Also, we have legendary film queen performance. As well, you know, we got to give our ladies, we thought about Nicole, we definitely got to give our film queens their own grace and their own space. So we got a legendary film queen performance, 200. Realness with a twist. We have Realness with a twist tonight for 250. You must walk a regular Realness category. That's, you know, indifferent to the Team Realness. You must walk the regular Realness category. You will not be allowed to change anything.
You will vogue in.
Whatever
vogue
you walk your Realness in, you will vogue in. No shoe changing, no ballerina slippers, no taking off the shoes. Whatever you walk Realness in, you will walk the twist in because you will not be leaving the runway. The only exception will be if you're walking Realness with a twist and you walk executive as your Realness category, you will be allowed to go change into a comfortable attire, but you still will have to have the shoes or the sneakers, no ballerina outfits, no gym, you know, stuff like that.
Must look real.
You will,
real.
Yes, must be real attire. Best dress, male figures, female figures, two separate.
Hold on, Ronnie. Tony said the people that got deemed legendary on Saturday, are they going to keep their status?
Yes.
No.
He's talking to the icon people?
Yes.
Yes, James answered that.
No.
He said yes.
Yes, James said yes. Okay.
And we also have Women's Face for $150 and Butch Queen Face for $250. We're not doing light versus dark versus all that. We're doing Butch Queen Face. Let's battle. If you're light, you're dark, you're whatever, let's hit the floor. We're going to battle. Old school.
Carter.
Fem Queen Perfect Tens. We will be having that. And also Butch Queen Sex Siren, three trophies, one cash for $200. And we also have a special category. James, you want to tell them about that? The Vogue Femme invite only list?
Now, this category will be called the Masters of Vogue. It will be a list of people that will be able to walk this category. This is not a legendary Vogue Femme category. This will be a category of the past, present, and future Vogue Femmes who are the masters of their categories. The list will be out, and you will know who it will be, and that will be the only people allowed to walk that category.
I'm good. Y'all categories are categories that describe both who y'all both are. I'm really good. Everything y'all just said, I would expect for y'all to have that. Father, everything you just said, y'all categories are categories that speak of who y'all are, what y'all pay attention, what y'all like. Which those categories are amazing.
We're trying to make all the categories. You know,
those categories are amazing. Kudos, bitch. God, there's no Jews. No Jews. That's cute.
Do you have a question, Tayana?
Yeah, this is fucking with me.
What?
I pay for a commercial, and they get one for free.
Right, no, I was sitting here thinking, though, that y'all categories are so nice that y'all do need to get to one on the law because y'all should put it in the
commercial.
Oh,
we just want this is the first day that we're presenting it to the public, but we will definitely get our commercial. We definitely will get Kelly her green dot.
I wanted to mention that, you know, being that y'all are who y'all are, y'all are going to bring some forgotten categories back, right, Father Rodney? Like, y'all are probably going to have now.
We got categories that we'll bring back, and there'll be other categories. Like, we're going to try to make sure that we make it. We try not to make it a long ball, but we try to make it enough where everybody can walk something and still, you know what I'm saying, battle and stuff like that. We just want people to, we don't want to just have categories and one person is walking. We want everybody to come and walk and have a good time because
Are y'all
going to
keep the whole runway legendary thing keep going? Because that seems like it's going to be really, really cute for the comings of a lot of balls, the legendary runway thing.
Are y'all going to have Femme Queen Olwey? Because I want a piece of mother.
Yeah, of course you're
going to
have Femme Queen Olwey.
Yes, but you know what? I'm undisputed when it comes down to Femme Queen. So do you want a piece?
Yes, I want a piece of mother.
Katrina Icon. You know Katrina's coming.
That's who's going to take it. I know, and I'm waiting so patiently, darling.
Sandy might pop up too. You never know.
And somebody has to. Well, you know, you taught me. I'm not going to. You know, somebody's going to get it. But ain't no Femme Queen got it yet. I have not been won over yet. But no Femme Queen.
This is true. We'll do a lot and stuff like that. Like, you know, we really trying to bring a little element back to it and stuff like that. So it'll be really exciting, and it's going to be in New York. And, you know, we're going to really do it up, right, Rodney?
I'm going to help. I'm going to help me. I'll pass your flyers. I like the flyer, girl. I don't care. If that's fine.
Hey, y'all,
Keisha,
you're live on the air.
How time. Oh, my God. Y'all talking about.
Oh,
much.
Keisha.
Oh,
you got
Kelly.
Nerve. The
Hi,
next time I see
Nicole.
You on some
Hi,
steps,
Rodney.
I'm going to kick you down it.
Hi, James.
Hello.
Kelly, can you please talk about the ball last night? You have not
Okay,
so let me tell y'all, okay, they had
Kelly, hold that thought. First, I want to say, Kelly, you look marvelous last night. And number two, I'm appalled that you have legends on the panel that's not paying attention. And then when they child don't get the vote, they want to get aggressive and they want to fight. And we're trying to eliminate that.
Could you mention the legend's name? Because
I'm not doing that. It's not important.
I'll mention it. Go ahead.
Not important, Nicole.
It can be addressed.
Nicole,
we
let
just
it finish. I'm
going to
mention
general.
It, Nicole. I'm going to mention it when he finishes. Let it finish. Go ahead.
It wasn't even a mini. It's a mini bowl, but to me, it's a social gathering. But another thing is, going to a ball when it's a ball for a specific house to win every fucking trophy. That's not a ball when it's set up for your house to win. Because 90% of the house was that house that actually walked, and it wasn't fair that certain people got through, and that some of the people that walked, I was appalled. I'm like, oh my Lanta.
No legends in Connecticut.
Yes, I was waiting for you. You took too long.
Keisha's talking about Sean St. Clair. Sean St. Clair was on the Jerry Channel, and I told him I was going to talk about it tonight on the radio show. He was really outrageous, and, you know, he slightly disrespected Miss Erica LaCroix. was Erica Kane LaCroix, because the St. Clair girls came out for female figure realness, and Miss Erica wanted to feel Ray Chen, and Sean got very upset and wanted her off the judges panel because she wanted to feel his daughter's chin.
Oh, you know, I mean, I just gonna say what my only opinion. I got a big pop father too, so I think that every time that Sean comes out, and this is at the last Rumble Board that's happened. I don't know if you was there, Father Rodney. Every time, because of his gaps that he come out, there is always a discrepancy or a big thing with Sean. Now, who takes major gaps and come back out and aggressively expresses his opinion to kids that he has not even been there or have seen how things have changed. That's not fair.
And another thing, too, hello, Kelly and guys, they need to walk in, like, for example, Faith, y'all need to put a criteria on the flyer what Faith is and what y'all looking for. Because now in this generation, these people walk in Faith, and I don't see so much stuff. I don't understand. I do not understand. And now I'm
thinking that again.
Well, I'm not going to, because if I sit here and I read, the girls are going to say that I'm bitter. But like I was saying to the judges last night, I wanted Madison to turn to the right. She will not turn to the right at all, so I'm not going to sit here and read. Only thing I'm saying is I told her to turn to the right and face to the right and sell it to the judges to the right. She only sells it to the left because of the big thing she has on the side of her neck and her cheek, Miss Day. But, you know, and that's why she wears the chokers and the feathers and things around her neck. From now on, when she walks and she battles me, she's going to have to serve it to the right, Miss Day, so that you get into it, Miss Day. Not just from the to the left.
Sean did it again. I think Sean just doesn't see you, Miss Thing. I really think that's what it is. I think maybe he just doesn't see you. I think that's exactly what it is. And sometimes, I remember James, you tell me. You know,
it's not even about Sean.
No,
it's
actually, it does,
Sean,
sis. I'm telling you, sis, that because every single time he seems, and I've seen it too, so you're right. He just respects that you're a gangster. No shade. I'm just letting you know. I've seen it. And this has been going on with you and him for years. Like,
I know. It's been going on. I can tell you how long it's been going on. It's been going on for the last 11 years. Since the House of Icon opened, and we was at that ball in Jersey, and I asked him, well, how are you going to make your coins now? Because my sister has left.
God bless her soul. Miss Ashley put her whole foot in Miss Alora's chest, and I went all the way that night. I remember that night. We were going to fight that night.
Rodney.
But the ball in Connecticut was really cute. I enjoyed myself in Connecticut. Big ups to Boy St. Clair for definitely having the ball in Connecticut. Big shout out to Miss Athena for being on the mic, Miss Athena Khan, and all the girls that was in Connecticut. It was really cute. The next time they have a ball in Connecticut, the girls need to really go out there and support the girls in Connecticut. They have a little cute little ballroom thing, they say.
Kelly, is Rodney still on?
Yeah, Rodney there.
Rodney.
He's probably on the other line. You know, they so rude. They just put us on hold, you know.
Because I know he called me and told me about the Herrera thing.
Well, what is the Herrera thing? What's the thing? Because the Herreras has really come bringing their stuff together. I wonder, does Marco know about all the, you know, different establishments they have gotten here in New York City? And I heard that they came really deep to North Carolina.
They really did. They was really dressed nice and everything.
Father, you need to know, have you noticed the House of Herrera and what it's been doing?
Yeah, I've been noticing. I'm sorry?
Oh, shit.
I didn't hear you, Nicole. I didn't hear you.
No, not that. I know you said you've been noticing. Okay, well,
I'm proud of them. Because my son is, you know, my son Dante is the godfather, whatever like that, and Faith is my son, and he's the father. You know, I'm glad. I think that they're doing a good job. And I always tell people, I think...
You know, Maya is the mother now of the House of Herrera in New York.
Who?
Maya.
My daughter?
Your daughter? Maya.
My daughter, Maya.
Did Face return? Did Face return? Wesley Truck yet? Is he still on the run with the truck?
Determined to get the key out.
Oh shit! Well, let me get back to the Herreras. Well, Maya is my daughter, yes. And if Maya is a mother Herrera, congratulations. That's all. Now my son and my daughter are mother and father of the house. I think it's a cute Butch Queen house. I really, really do. I think that that's a very cute Butch Queen house. And the Butch Queens in the house are very nice looking and stuff like that. And good kudos to them. You know,
Tayana, what do you think about the Herreras and Marco? You know, the whole thing.
I mean, this weekend really, really showed me different than them. And I like the way that they're pulling it together.
The way that the icons have to sit down and discuss this legends and things and demon people legends and icons and things. Me and Nicole, because I'm the first, Nicole is the second, and Cabbage is the third. Me, Nicole, and Cabbage has to sit down, and Tayana now, because she's a part of our alliance, we have to sit down and we have to discuss people making overall East Coast mothers and godmothers and all of this shit, because y'all taking our title for a fucking joke. Godmothers and godfathers and grandparents and all of this shit. No.
When you say that, I agree with that, but I want to give the House of Herrera kudos too, because Faith, you are making daring decisions, and it reminds me of Father. It's so, you know, and if you know, this is how it goes. All of us may come together, but not everybody's going to make it to the finish line. So you know that as you're doing things, and what he's doing, like I think, like for you, just you're putting all this stuff together, and it's gonna make an impact. And at the end, maybe everybody won't make it to the end, like the different people that have the titles. They may not, but the whole thing of what he did is going to be fab. Kudos to you. I live. Even though he keeps trying.
He'll bring back Wesley Truck and his credit cards and his money in the car. Wesley going to get him.
Well, I heard that he knocked him out. Is that true?
What? Maybe not. He took it while Wesley was asleep, Ronnie, and he drove to Pittsburgh.
Oh.
Like, has not been seen.
I'm sorry, Nicole.
Wait a minute, Kelly. How could that happen? Well, Rodney, do you know anything that happened at the Herrera House meeting or
Herrera House?
Say,
God,
shut up. We're
is so stupid. That been for Herrera House. Watch out.
I mean, because I don't think Face would do anything like that.
Ronnie's phone is gone.
Ronnie's on the line.
Wait a minute.
Father, what you wanted to say?
Wait, damn. Oh, you said that Maya is Mother Herrera. Brittany's not the mother no more?
Maya is New York City mother. Brittany is the overall East Coast mother. Brittany's the overall East Coast mother and everything. And like I said, you know, for as far the way, you know, like okay, Kelly, with the titles and maybe how that may go, you know, but what Face is doing is kind of, it's a real tricky thing. And everybody won't make it to the finish line, but it will put Herrera on the map. So kudos to you, Face.
Herrera on the map. And I just want to thank all you girls. I want to thank everybody that's out there that read 2 years ago that, you know, Andre and Jack and Jasmine, they didn't have a position for her. They really didn't want her to be New York City mother, so they just made something for her. Well, bitch, they made it for everybody else, because everybody, it seems like every house is getting one now. So kudos to me.
Okay, well, bitch, kudos to you, Miss Thing. I'm going to fuck you up. I've never said so. Kudos to me.
Your friend shut up.
Yes, honey. You gotta put that in.
Word, bitch.
In my book, honey. Put that in the book for you know, when they start talking about me for Icon, honey.
It's called trendsetting, and that's what it is—a trendsetting. It has now.
The boardroom will come to a standstill, bitch.
Oh.
Bitch, but yes, honey, I love everybody for loving me, honey. I had a lovely night with everybody. We got like 8 minutes left, honey. Bitch, I had fun tonight. I really enjoyed myself, honey.
I want to congratulate y'all all, Tony, James.
Because you know what? I'm having a Kiki ball on Friday. I want all, if it's possible, that all the legends that's in the area this weekend that's coming up for the Rumble and that's going to be in town on Friday to come out to the Kiki Ball, because Nicole can tell you, I want y'all to really come to the Kiki Ball so y'all can see exactly all the energy and stuff that these kids put in to this tiki ball that they don't put into the ballroom scene. Because the energy that these kids have at the tiki ball and the effects that these kids bring at the tiki ball...
Father, you haven't been to one yet.
To come out and, you know, and support.
Father...
I only been to one a long time ago.
I went to one. I never been to any Kiki Ball, none of the time. I went to one. I really lost my mind. I do know the difference, though. See, in the Kiki Ball, it's not about you having a Marc Jacobs shoe. You can have a boot, and the boot, I've seen it was holes. It could be whatever. It wasn't about that. Because when you looked at the energy and you spooked the hole, it was how you took nothing. Basically, stuff that you could take out of the garbage and put it together and come out there, bitch, and they were bringing it just like flyers.
That's why it's called the Kiki Ball. But I understand where you're coming from. That's just because
right.
in mainstream ballroom, we're so critical of everybody. We're so opinionated on everybody. We all turn our noses up or down at people. You know, like at the Kiki function, is they're just there to have fun. You know, and they're a lot younger than a lot of us. You know what I'm saying? So. When I can understand when you go and you see the energy, it feels kind of nostalgic because you remember going to a regular ball and feeling that way. You know what I'm saying? Like, and those kids are really having fun. And why the energy is there and not here, because when those kids come to the real ball, besides the ones that do make it through, we're chopping them. We're not letting them do their productions. We're reading them as they run off the runway, you know, and stuff like that. Like, a lot of times, we got to allow somebody to be creative. You know, if somebody wants to come to a ball and they want to vogue off of their tape, why not let them vogue up off of their tape? You know what I'm saying? Like, we got to give them a chance to show us what they can do, you know? But we're stopping them at the door. The commentators are reading. The panel is reading. The sideline is reading. You know what I'm saying? So those kids, that's where they can do it at. And that's why the energy is so high, because they're not judging each other. It's, what is it, $5, $10 to get in? It's $30 a table. You know, I know what goes on there. You know what I'm saying? And those kids, like you said, they'll put on a garbage bag, a pair of Converse,
they're
done.
Wait. Hot off the press. It just came in. Face is at it again. It's just hot off the press, honey, hot off the press. You know we got 5 minutes left. Why Face Star stole Wesley truck, drove to motherfucking Pittsburgh with the motherfucking coke and mother his shit mistake, left the motherfucking truck in Pittsburgh, got on the motherfucking bus and went to North Carolina mistake, went to one of the kids, to Herrera's house in North Carolina, bust the child windows out of his motherfucking car, flattened the tires and everything of one of his house members in North Carolina. That must be some good ass motherfucking dust.
He took Simone Wesley truck?
Yes! He took his truck and drove it to the ball in Pittsburgh, left the truck in Pittsburgh, took the truck with the eye with Wesley credit cards and money and coke and everything, left the truck in Pittsburgh, got on the bus, and came to North Carolina.
Wow.
Got to North Carolina and bust out the child window and what's the name? Well, you know.
Well, why he's gonna fight the judges again in North Carolina?
I'm gagging,
Face.
What is going on, Face?
Face is a good person, y'all.
He don't exactly. He just don't know what he do with he got. You can imagine that the decisions he making.
Face is a
walking
disaster. I knew Face ever since he was 15. He's a walking disaster. I'm really gagging at him. Can we all please say rehab?
Stop. My son is on drugs.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
You can tell.
Oh, shit. What do you...
They said he was on that dust on the judges panel and Pittsburgh.
Started
banging on the table, the judge's panel, and everything, and going crazy and everything.
Wait a minute, Kelly. Are you telling me dust?
Dust.
Oh, you know dust?
Dust.
No.
get my belt. Nicole, get my stick.
Hell no, yes, this is bad. See, so with his decisions, he's now upper. What normally happens, it's a transition in the boardroom saying
get my stick.
He became Faber now. So, you know, now he's exported to a Faber drug in his own state of mind. And look what it's doing. Look.
Dust.
That drug alone makes you go through many different characters. You strip your clothes.
Dust.
You do these different. Oh, my God.
Dust is something very bad, baby. Stop for a second. Can we just stop for a second? Because somebody asked me this before and stuff like that. Like, well, I've seen it on Facebook or something like that. I think that the drug use is completely out of control. We don't went from marijuana, well, back in my day, we went from marijuana, cocaine, and then, you know, mescaline and acid.
It's Special K, Father.
And then we used to do the ecstasy. Now these kids are doing crystal meth and Special K and G, and now we adding dust to the roster.
I remember
the 90s, the girls were doing embalming fluid. This has to, I want the kids to understand. Oh, happy birthday, Trishay, my granddaughter. I'm sorry.
Trishay, happy birthday.